Sydney Sweeney has been making waves because the only thing worse than being talked about is not being talked about. So in a world that only sees black and white, maybe, just maybe, you were born to be blue. Looks good on you. Sydney Sweeney has great methylene blue jeans.
Alex Jones has good jeans. In fact, there's only one thing better than Alex's jeans. Alex's jeans on methylene blue. Just look at those pecs. That charm. The focus. Get your methylene blue now at thealexjonesstore.com and make good jeans great again.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
I know it's fashionable to say that Trump's totally screwing over America and gone back on his promises and is a total puppet of Israel, on and on and on. And certainly I've had some legitimate criticism of some of the directions he's taken, and I support everybody's right to free speech. But I got to tell you, if you actually look at what he's doing domestically and geopolitically, it is spectacularly good for this country, and he is really going to bat for not just the American people, but the people of the world. It is amazing. He is taking incredible action, and I'm going to go over some of it today. We've got a bunch of guests in studio. I'll tell you about those coming up. Huge news. A lot of inside baseball. But on the redistricting and on the going after the illegal aliens and how they have them apportioned to vote and on shutting off the deep state's funding and on going up against the drug cartels and on the peace deals and all the rest of it, huge breakthroughs on the Russia-Ukraine situation. And Trump has made his decision, as I predicted, that when this Putin meeting was agreed to last week, that meant the deal's done. And it means it doesn't matter what Zelensky does, and that Zelensky would try to block it, and NATO would try to block it, and that Trump will just cut all intelligence and all funding, and that's it. It's over. And NATO does not have the money or the weapons or the people to go in and fight the Russians directly, though they've talked about it. They've choked. That's not happening. So barring big false flags and, you know, God knows what, we're not out of the woods yet, Vance came out today and said, listen, this is the biggest breakthrough. As Trump threatened, you know, when he first got in 7 months ago, if Zelensky doesn't be reasonable and make some deals, then the U.S. will basically just make a deal with Russia and say that's it. And Ukraine can't do anything. Whenever Cookie Monster, it's what I call him, gets up and says, we don't need you, we fight, we don't quit, we... Everything, the artillery, the drones, the missiles, all of it is directed by the United States. The United States pushes the buttons, fires 90%+ of the weapons. The Ukrainians just get them in place and take them to the geolocation point they're supposed to. And that's still a tough job because the Russians are blowing the hell out of them. But this is massive, massive, massive. Then on top of that, and I told you this is going down, folks. I told you. Vance came out yesterday. He said, no, a lot of people are about to get indicted. And Vance doesn't BS. Like when I saw him 3 months before he got the nomination, he goes, no, I got it. I'm the nominee. And he was. Trump's VP. I don't need to get that from Vance. That's just another really strong sign. I've talked to the people at the top, okay? And, you know, I'm going to stop there. And they say, we have every intention of indicting these people 7 ways to Sunday. And the globalists are running around really scared right now because they know they're getting FBI visits. They're getting subpoenas. The grand juries are operating. That didn't happen 8 years ago. This isn't referrals to the DOJ. This is the DOJ going, trying to get indictments. And oh, the grand juries aren't out of D.C. either. Little Bird told me the first one will be right there in Florida. It's all going down, folks. Share the live feed now from Real Alex Jones on X.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm cutting this on the afternoon of July 30th, 2025. You have 7 days from this date to buy one bottle of any of our amazing supplements, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the list goes on and on, Ultimate Life Force, and get a bottle absolutely free. But you got to be a VIP. But that's the best part. This catch is a great deal. You spend $30 a month being a subscriber, you cancel any time, and you get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers just sent to you, and you can cancel any time. So you make $10 by becoming a subscriber, you can cancel any time. It's only running for 7 days. Experience Ultramethylene Blue. Experience the other incredible supplements. But also, the buy one, get one free goes for the ball caps, the t-shirts, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Those of you who've ever gotten products, now's the time. It'll blow you away. Get the Methylene Blue, bare minimum, at thealexofstore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right. A lot of you have been listening for 10, 20, 30 years. Most of you for years. You've heard me tell you that there was not going to be any indictments of the deep state in the first Trump administration because I knew that Sessions was weak. I knew Barr was ultra bad. And I understood who the players were and who they had at the head of the FBI. And Trump's admitted he wasn't very sophisticated on how Washington works because he was not an insider. And so he's learned a lot. And Trump knows they're going to put him in prison after he gets out of office. They're going to put his family in prison. They're going to destroy the country. He has to go after the deep state. And I've talked to people high up, I mean, the people in charge. And I can tell you, they have every intention of indicting Comey, Brennan, Clapper, Hillary, all of them. And they then, after that's been done, they're going to have an impeachment of Obama and of Biden. You can do that after they're out of office and strip them of their presidential immunity. And they want to bring out the auto pen and everything. And we even have an Obama running his mouth years ago about how the CIA was the one investigating and made all the stuff about Trump. Now they hope we all forget about that. They were on the news in 2017 saying, we have wiretaps, we know he's a Russian agent. And they said it about me. And of course, they did have wiretaps. And of course, we're not Russian agents. So this is happening. All right? Now. What I sense happening is they're going for it. I don't know if they're going to set a nuke off in D.C. and say Iran did it. I don't know if they'll knock the power grid out, the globalists, and, you know, say the Russians did it. They've already pre-programmed that. And they're hyping it up. China can go into Taiwan next week. There's a lot of stuff going on here, but we're not in Kansas anymore. We're not in 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020. And Trump is somebody that likes to get even. He's actually very, very nice in many ways. He's also very, very mean and competitive to his enemies. And I'll assure you, Cash Patel and Pam Bondi aren't going to be there in 5 months or so. I'll give it 5 to 6 months. If there is massive indictments, okay? So I'm going to get into this in a moment and get the latest information. But there are so many grand juries open now, for real. There are so many subpoenas going out, so many FBI agents out interviewing people, the victims and the bad guys, that I can't even keep track of. But this morning I was trying to collate it all. There's at least 10 grand juries going now just since last week. Those aren't referrals to the DOJ. It's the DOJ going to a grand jury. When the DOJ goes to the grand jury, when the prosecutors are trying to get an indictment, and they're not sending prosecutors that are cream puffs, and I'm not going to get into the names, the details, anything. I'm going to stop right there. But I know a lot, okay? I knew a lot months ago. I'm not the guy that got up here and said Hillary secretly in Gitmo, and you know Biden will be executed on January 20th, 2017 at the inauguration. That was all bull, delusion. This is real. And with that comes the intense danger of the deep state and the CIA stay behind networks and all the rest of it. So, and the information I've been given is they've already got grand juries going. They're looking if they want to have one that's already going or in panel special ones. They're looking first at Florida. And they're also looking at Maryland. They're looking at a bunch of places. So it's all unfolding right now because these crimes of the deep state didn't just happen in D.C. And the way these task forces are, these strike forces are, there's two of them that you know of. There's other ones, too. And I've not been given the names, but I've been told they're there. They've got other agencies doing it. Trump's tasked different intelligence agencies to do it. I'm not going to say which ones. And he's not playing games, okay? And you can use intelligence agencies on internal political groups that are operating to overthrow the country. Everybody keeps thinking about, oh, the Russians and the Chinese as being the big threat, and China is the big one. And Russia's obviously with their nukes and the rest a big threat. But internally is how most powerful countries and empires get overthrown. And so it's all coming out, ladies and gentlemen. So J.D. Vance was on national television yesterday, and everybody focused in on him saying the CIA takes Democrat presidential campaign talking points and gives them to the mainstream media to broadcast to all of America Operation Mockingbird. Well, yeah, they create the talking points and give it to the DNC. No, what's more important, what he said in the interview, is he said, oh, there are going to be a lot of people indicted. Notice, you know, Trump, oh, I don't know anything about the DOJ. Oh, they're just doing their job. When he's walking out to Marine One. Oh, there's grand juries? I didn't know anything about that. Because, you know, he's impartial. He's not telling him what to do. And then J.D. Vance is like, no, they're getting indicted. And they have to pay for what they've done. And it's too dangerous. So Vance is on Fox. He's on ABC. He's saying everywhere. It's going down. Okay? And that's why it's important to cover all of this, because even if you don't believe indictments are coming, this destroys the globalist in the eyes of the world and discredits them, and they're convicted in the court of public opinion. So people out there that have already known this for many years, like we did, the first report on Crossfire Hurricane, even before we knew the name, because we were victims of it, we all know this up one side and down the other. The general public still is just now learning about this, and the corporate media is trying to hide it, but it's starting to come out. This is very important. And I'm not delusional. I don't just get optimistic for no reason. I'm not optimistic. I'm a realist. And I know the deep state has to go to jail. Now, the problem is Trump doesn't have half control, in my view, of the different intelligence agency operatives and subgroups and the private corporate espionage groups. They threaten senators. They threaten intelligence committee heads. They've been caught spying illegally for 50-plus years on presidents and on the committees that are over their funding. You better believe they're going to threaten these grand juries, people's families. You better believe they're going to do an analysis of their spouses, blackmail information, who can be paid off, who can't be. They will 100% put massive pressure on these grand juries. And they are going to do huge covert pressure campaigns on people like Ed Martin, who, you know, has leftists saying, I hope you die, and spitting on him on the street. She's indicted. So the men and women that have got the huevos to do this is who we should be praying for. So I'm not saying 100% the indictments are going to happen. I'm saying the Trump administration has the evidence, the DOJ has the evidence, and they are making a run at it. And if Trump doesn't see action, he's going to fire people and find people that will, because he knows his life hangs in the balance, and our whole futures as well. This is something that must be done. You got Beto O'Rourke running around saying, F the rules, F the law, we're going to do whatever we need to. They're the ones that rewrote the districting in Texas, or they wouldn't get 10% of the vote. They wouldn't have 10% of the seats. California rewrote all the districting, so 80-plus percent of their reps are Democrats. And they're, every election, getting rid of more Republicans, even though polls show Republicans are more popular. It's election fraud. Illinois is the worst. Then New York, then California. And so Republicans always, I mean, gerrymandering was invented by Democrats, okay? That's where it comes from. Out of what? Maryland or Massachusetts? The point is, it combines the name of the politician that was doing it, the Democrat, with a salamander. Republicans haven't even been involved and never even make it fair for themselves. So, and the Democrats have all these new seats because the illegal aliens on top of it. And they got the illegals voting everywhere on record. So Trump's got his election integrity operation going in. They're cutting off federal funding to states that don't do this. Newsom's saying, oh, I'm going to democratize it. We'll put a referendum forward and we'll add 5 Democrat seats. And then they even indicted out in California. How many of the Republicans that were winning in such big landslides they couldn't beat them around Orange County? Oh, you took your wife out to dinner 4 or 5 times to fancy restaurants totaling $2,000. We're going to indict you for stealing campaign money. But the guy in Connecticut that was the governor and the same people that came after me, the same prosecutors that are now private law firms, got him on bribery for a couple $1,000s. Maybe, you know, somebody that wanted a favor gave him a deal on mowing his yard. You know, it's just like, what? Ken Paxton, why, one of the people that donates to his campaign redid his kitchen for $47,000, and when they went and looked at it, they said, yeah, that's a pretty moderate price. It's low, but, you know, not too low. Oh, my God, he used one of his longtime friends that also donates the campaign, a builder, to update his wife's kitchen. Oh, Ken Paxton, the dirty little devil. Not like the Clintons caught shipping thousands of black kids out of Haiti. Yeah, illegally. I mean, I mean, their crimes are like a trillion times worse. And it's not even a crime of Paxton. They've been trying to indict him for 9 years because he'll stand up to them. You stand up to them. Ken Paxton is as clean as the driven snow. They've been on his ass, the Republican neocons, the Bushites, and the Democrats, since he got into office. And, oh, he just beat BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard when they tried to muscle in Mafia, Texas, and take trillions out of the state in the next few years with their ESG scores because we produce oil and gas. And he just won massive court cases against their cartel, quote, cartel racketeering. So you want people that'll take action? If Pam Bondi doesn't do her job, remove her and put in Ken Paxton. Yeah, he isn't an orator. He's a good speaker, smart. But he's got a brain and guts. And I'm sure there's a woman. Trump likes a cute woman up that makes looks good for TV. I'm sure you can find a good-looking woman that's got you some will. And I'm not, the jury's out on Bondi so far. But I'm telling you, folks, I can feel the energy in the air and the changes. And look at everything else Trump's doing. Just seize control of D.C., which you can totally do constitutionally. It is a lawless hell pit. Garbage, homeless everywhere. Super intense anti-white racism. I mean, it. You know, I grew up in Dallas where a lot of black folks were great, but there was a percentage that did not like white people. So I've been in a city that's got some racist black people in it. And let me tell you, D.C. was like, whoa. You walk in one of those CVS's or something, you know, 8 in the morning, and it is like, people are calling you names or whatever, and some of the black folks are listeners, shake your hand, but it's still a mix, and you're like, wow. I mean, but you're looking over your shoulder. And that's what it is, just roving groups of gangs, predominantly black, attacking blacks, whites, everybody. I mean, it is dangerous. And the police are really nowhere to be seen. Chicago's next. Team Trump plots another militarized crackdown. Oh, yeah. This isn't the military to take our guns, not the military to, you know, cut off the food supply. No. When Austin defunded the police, they shut the state police in. When a state allows lawlessness to take place, then the feds are sent in. That's the federal system. And Trump wants a capital city that's clean and safe. But the criminals think there's a green light. That's coming up. And Trump's getting ready to start hitting the cartels with the U.S. military. It's happening. The gloves are off. And he's getting ready to get rid of the income tax. He already got rid of tax on tips and all that. Giant tax cuts are here. And he can put Bitcoin, all those stuff in 401ks. I mean, this is revolutionary. And I hate the Epstein scandal being right in the middle of it. And wherever the truth is, we'll go there. But you've got to be balanced in this and say, wow, this is historic. And what RFK Jr. is doing on the poison shots, banning all the mRNA shots and banning all the thimerosal in the shots and all the food dyes and trying to get the fluoride out, had it out. Bondi goes and blocks it, you know. I mean, the jury's out on whether she's a super corrupt bad person, but she certainly is a lobbyist, basically. So she certainly isn't good, in my view now. So no indictments, she's fired. And I'm telling you, that's where this is going. But she's already turned it loose, and they got Ed Martin and others running around. They've released the dogs of war. And they're going for it. Now, we got to get through the grand jury process and all the chicanery and skullduggery and stuff is going to go on there. And as we, you know, find out more about this, because these things are secret until the stuff comes out, we'll see who they put in as the actual prosecutor, where it was, all that. Well, I've already got some of that information. I'm just going to stop there. But you're going to be pleased, I believe. We're going in the right direction, a big shift. Here is J.D. Vance, the vice president on Fox News, last night saying a lot of people are going to get indicted for the Obama treasonous conspiracy coup.
Do you want to see indictments?
I absolutely want to see indictments, Maria. Look, of course, you've got to have the law follow the facts here. You don't just indict people to indict people. You indict people because they broke the law. But if you look at what Tulsi and Kash Patel have revealed in the last couple of weeks, I don't know how anybody can look at that and say that there wasn't aggressive violations of the law. What they basically did is they defrauded the American people in order to take Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign talking points and turn them into intelligence by defrauding the American people, defrauding the intelligence agencies, lying about what the intel said. They would take something that supported a Hillary Clinton campaign talking point, and they would overemphasize it and exaggerate it. They took anything that actually contradicted that narrative, and they buried it deep. And through that, they actually laundered Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign talking points through the American intelligence services. That's a violation of the people's trust. That's a violation of what our intelligence services should be doing. And I absolutely think they broke the law. You're going to see a lot of people get indicted for that. Here's the thing that should really bother the American people. What do you want our intelligence community to be doing? I want them to be catching bad guys. I want them to be making sure that terrorists aren't going to kill innocent American civilians. I don't want them laundering Hillary Clinton's campaign talking points into the American media and giving them this air of legitimacy. It is sick. And it's disgusting. It hurt the intelligence community. It hurt the American people. And it hurt the first Trump administration. We've got to have consequences for it, or we're just going to see the same play repeated. You're going to see a lot of people get indicted for that. You're going to see a lot of people get indicted for that.
You're going to see a lot of people get indicted for that. And I told you, they're going to go after Fannie Willis, Letitia James at the state level. They are grand juries. That's open now. That's happening. That's done. They're at the federal level, Comey, Brennan, Clapper, then Hillary. Congress is subpoenaing the foundation records, looking at money laundering. And, of course, the whole thing is a giant money laundering operation. Hillary does not have presidential immunity. This is exciting. Now, there's also huge news on the Ukraine war front, the biggest yet, and it just confirms exactly what I said because I've followed Trump's policies, I've followed his deal-making, I've followed what he said. People sit back and don't listen to it. If Zelensky doesn't take this deal that's already been done, that's already agreed to, he's going to formalize it Friday in Alaska with Putin and Trump, Trump is going to cut off all the military funds, all the intelligence. That's the direction of the missiles and the weapons. We run that. We run the war. And Putin is then going to just continue to blow the living hell out of the Ukrainian military. And there will be a coup by Zelensky's generals against him. One of the top generals, we already know the name, will be made the interim president. They will then hold elections. There will be a ceasefire before the elections, and then the Russians will pull back. And that's the deal. So I'm going to get to that coming up next segment and all the other things that are happening. But this is huge, okay? And if Trump can get this done, that alone is wonderful, and it was worth getting him into office and all we've gone through. But the RFK Jr. stuff, all of it. And I've just been doing a lot of soul searching. I'm very critical of Trump when he's wrong. I get on his ass first before anybody else does. But I cannot sit back and throw the baby out with the bathwater and just become completely disillusioned and just watch the Democrats keep all their stolen seats and keep all their legal alien voters and have the new census and, you know, add 30 new seats for themselves and just the country's done. And then they're coming after all of us. So we need Trump to succeed. And I pray to God there's no real Epstein stuff there. I've never seen any evidence of it. Even most of his detractors don't believe that. He's covering it up for Mossad and the CIA, who we know ran it. That's not even debatable. We've known that for decades. That's just one of these groups doing this. And I said they're going to stab me in the back, Trump. And I was told when he first got in 7 months ago, you're not going to get the Epstein stuff. It's not going to happen. Not going to go on. I've talked to prosecutors. Roger Stone told me that. He's now since said it on the show that, yes, he did say that. And that's what it is. And in Trump's belief, it will kill the stock market if we find all these bankers and head people and the rest of it. You know, we're screwing underage girls and the money laundering and everything else that went along with it, which we know is happening. And, of course, the king's brother scared to even come to the U.S. because of all this. He's in total panic mode. This is a deal with the British as well. That's why they're, you know, bowing down to Trump, their government. And Trump is basically using the information not to even blackmail the deep state, but to just say, stop it. And that's why a lot of them have given up. But the Democrats can't quit. So they go, oh, release all, you know, the file. There's a whole bunch of files and court cases and records and all sorts of stuff. And recycled BS, you name it. And some things that are very embarrassing to the head of Harvard and all these big bankers and hedge fund heads. And then Trump gave him cover and then they turned around and stabbed him in the back. And so that's where that's what's going on. And it's not good. But then I look at everything else and I'm like, well, this is where we are. I'm certainly glad he's in there and not Kamala Harris. So I'm not joining in the cover up. I'm just simply pointing out what's really going on. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm cutting this on July 30th, 2025. That means you've got 7 days to take advantage of one of the biggest sales in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. If you buy any of our amazing supplements, the Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, all of the great products are there right now. Buy one already discounted, get the very same bottle, the very same product, absolutely free, but it's only running for 7 days. When you're a VIP, for $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special discounts, and more. That's how you take advantage of the buy one, get one free. This is only for VIP members, but anybody going to the store should be a VIP because you get $40 for subscribing for $30 a month. You make money on that, and you can cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for your support.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. Oh, you still like Brain Force? Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue at my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine at the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Studios in Austin, Texas, and the answer to the globalist 1984 tyranny is 1776. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get into it right now. I want to cover a lot in this time we have. I had Patrick Byrne joining us to cover a lot of inside baseball, Epstein, the Democrats trying to secure all their election theft indictments that J.D. Vance says are coming. They have every intention of it. The grand juries are being impaneled. Byrne has a lot of connections that are confirmed in U.S. intelligence and in the Justice Department. So we'll talk to him first about that. But moving into this area, before I get into the big Russia news and the specifics of that, biggest yet. So, such good news. And such dangerous news, too. Because the whole globalist program is falling apart, burning up in front of us. Wheels came off a long time ago. But this is the most dangerous period right now. Breaking, Trump places D.C. under federal control, brings in National Guard to liberate capital from Democrat control. And this is the exact same type of stuff that Andrew Jackson and others did when cities fell into total riots and lawlessness. So it is not the police state. Trump's releasing nonviolent offenders, you know, all the rest of it, reforming all sorts of, you know, drug laws, you name it. He wants the dealers in prison for life or executed, but the people using it, no, well, you know, get them medical help. The Democrats were the ones training under Clinton and then Obama, and it happened under Bush too, to fight constitutional terrorists, and their main mission, the main threat was militias and white supremacists and all this made up stuff. And then they get up and say, the number one crime in America, it's rampant white supremacists killing black people and Asians. What? Every once in a while, some crazy white supremacist goes and kills some innocent black people. And man, it is the end of the world. It's all you ever hear about. But it is statistically incredibly rare. Like, I've looked the numbers up. If you average out white supremacists killing black people over the last 20 years, it's about 5 black people a year. And that's too many, but I mean, it is like finding a 4-leaf clover or something. I mean, it is rare. But now, oh, martial law, oh my gosh, ICE, it's illegal, they're arresting illegals. Appellate courts goes completely constitutional. And D.C. is scary. In fact, I've been in Detroit, and they say it's super scary. I've been in the different areas. No, not really. Statistically, you know, some crime. I grew up in Dallas. It was the murder capital of the U.S. off and on between Chicago. So, I mean, they had like 14 murders a day when I was a kid. And, I mean, it was like muggings all over and carjackings and home invasions. And not, I mean, it was pretty wild. And D.C. is scarier than growing up in the Dallas in the 80s. So, in my opinion. I mean, let me tell you, you don't go around walking around at night, you sure as hell look over your shoulder. And if you want to be, if you want to have some racist stuff said to you because you're white, that's the place to go. It's going to happen. I mean, it's bad. So basically, it's open season on everybody. And Trump is doing everything he can to try to deal with this. Trump places D.C. under federal control, brings in National Guard to liberate capital from Democrat control. Breaking, Trump has taken over Washington, D.C. It's Liberation Day in D.C. as Trump vows to take capital back. He's got FBI and federal marshals patrolling the streets along with ICE. He is coming in and telling the mayor and all of them with the powers he's got that he'll federalize their forces next if they don't start doing what he says. And he already tried this before, and they just ignored him, so now he's taking control. Just like he'd make deals on tariffs, but then they would never agree to him. Now he is forcing it through. Just like he asked for 10,000 National Guard for Jan 6, and Milley threatened to quit. This is tyranny. We can't have the National Guard here, and the mayor said you can't have them. Trump could have overridden that. His chairman of the Joint Chiefs threatened to resign over it. He should have said, don't let the door hit you on your fat ass, Milley. But this is a different Trump now. So instead of having thousands of National Guard guard the Capitol from the J6ers, and then the Democrats are like, get them out of here. They're sleeping on the floor. We don't like them. Remember all that? No, instead they're out actually aiding the police, eyes and ears, and just their presence is going to make crime drop dramatically. And Trump told the homeless, the city isn't here for you. We're not rolling out the red carpet anymore. And most cities do that. places like Austin, San Francisco, and D.C. advertise it's the place to come. And so, it's like Day of the Dead in Austin, Texas, since they did this 6 years ago. Day of the Dead. All over the place. Homeless people constantly in my parents' backyard. Banging on my daughter's condo door, trying to get in all the time. It's not even a bad area. It used to be a nice area. And now, it's like zombie land. And Hispanic homeless, black homeless, white homeless, all have been in my parents' backyard. High as kites, crapping, throwing garbage everywhere. Oh, yeah, you get a schizophrenic one, comes up to your door, looks like Charlie Manson with crap running down their legs. And all the NGOs giving them all the money that they siphon off a bunch of. I mean, it is bad, bad, bad. And in L.A. and places, the cops get in trouble if they arrest people dealing drugs. And it's gotten like that in Austin with Jose Garza, our open communist Soros DA. So, yeah. No, the tyranny is the crime explosion and our reporter getting executed by some Mexican and a black supremacist who all bragged about it. We kill that white son of a bitch. Ha, ha, ha. Viva la raza. Kill the cracker. It's in the indictment. Carjackings all the time right around the studio. 6 years ago, almost no crime. Nice area. Hellhole. And the state police aren't trained right. When the governor put them in, they just write tickets. They're real good at, well, you were 5 miles over the speed limit. Let's pull you over. And I'm just like, I'm going to give you a warning, Alex. But I'm like, can't you go? They're selling crack a mile down the road right here. I know. We're just here to patrol. And, we pull over a lot of cars and stop. We caught some people. We pull them over. I'm like, great. Thanks a lot, man. Yeah. I mean, come on. You got literal crackheads up like 50 yards away, actually, in the woods. And you're going to pull me over 5 miles over the speed limit. Okay, whatever. Knock yourself out. So, yeah, we're just showing some images of Austin. So thank God for Trump. And he's doing the right thing, and it's beautiful, and it's all constitutional. Here's what he had to say today.
Very serious purpose. Something's out of control, but we're going to put it in control very quickly like we did on the southern border. I'm announcing a historic action to rescue our nation's capital from crime, bloodshed, bedlam, and squalor, and worse. This is Liberation Day in D.C., and we're going to take our capital back. We're taking it back under the authorities vested in me as the President of the United States. I'm officially invoking Section 740 of the District of Columbia Home Rule Act. You know what that is? And placing the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department under direct federal control, and you'll be meeting the people that will be directly involved with that. Very good people, but they're tough, and they know what's happening, and they've done it before. In addition, I'm deploying the National Guard to help reestablish law, order, and public safety in Washington, D.C., and they're going to be allowed to do their job properly. And you people are victims of it, too. You know, you're reporters, and I understand a lot of you tend to be on the liberal side, but you don't want to get mugged and raped and shot and killed. And you all know people and friends of yours that happened. And so you can be anything you want, but you want to have safety in the streets. You want to be able to leave your apartment or your house where you live and feel safe and go into a store to buy a newspaper or buy something. And you don't have that now. The murder rate in Washington today is higher than that of Bogota, Colombia, Mexico City, some of the places that you hear about as being the worst places on earth. Much higher. This is much higher. The number of car thefts has doubled over the past 5 years, and the number of carjackings has more than tripled. Murders in 2023 reached the highest rate probably ever. They say 25 years, but they don't know what that means because it just goes back 25 years. Can't be worse. Our capital city has been overtaken by violent gangs and bloodthirsty criminals, roving mobs of wild youth, drugged out maniacs and homeless people. And we're not going to let it happen anymore. We're not going to take it.
Yeah, I live in a pretty good part of Austin. And I drive to work sometimes at 5, 6 in the morning. And there'll just be people running half naked with baseball bats just across the highway. And then I get down by the office. And I mean, I've seen people running around like machetes, baseball bats, just attacking each other on the side of the road. And I mean, some mornings when I guess they're really wound up, I mean, I'll see it multiple times. Like I'm in Grand Theft Auto. And I'm just driving along. I've got my gun out. And I'm like, oh, that red light. It's going to red light. Oh, there's two crazies right there. And I'm just like, oh, let me get my gun. So I don't want to have to shoot anybody. But I mean, it is. They are on fentanyl, methamphetamine. I said crack. That's not the thing. That's what the hoity-toities do now. But all the stupid rich kids are into cocaine. But it is just to watch this city turn into a giant toilet. And I got to tell you, Austin, Texas, many areas resemble a bad, you know, cheap gas station bathroom. But D.C. scary. Way scarier. I mean, I could show you videos all day of tourists from all over the world standing out front in nice hotels, and here come 20 black youth and just beat the living crap out of everybody. And that's what most of it is, okay? Let's just be honest about it. And it's a very small percentage of the black people doing it, and any black folks you talk to, you know, white people always get mad when I talk about it, but I see the comments on X, and go, black folks are like, no, it's true. Yeah, you get the worst end of it. So this is just scary. And, you know, I like this guy. I've seen his stuff before. I've seen Elon post it. Kazin D. Ashudu, white people didn't invent slavery. You see this big WFUN forum, and this is brought up, and everybody laughs at him because of Hollywood and the media. They don't know that England in 1811, 1812, went to war with over 10 countries, including the U.S. That was one of the main reasons we had the war of 1812 with them. Because the South still had slavery, they went around saving ships, saving the blacks, sending them back to Africa, and that was the Protestant Christians that did that. Now, there's still slavery in different parts of the world, but white people are the ones that tried to end it, white Christians. They were still delivering slave ships to the Caribbean. And by the way, if you went to the Caribbean, there were lots of free blacks that had plantations and slaves. Did you know there were black people in the U.S. that had slaves? And I'm not even defending the institution. I have nothing to do with it. But the idea that white people need to pay reparations when almost the entire white population of this country has no ancestors that owned slaves, and most people's ancestors came here after the 1860s. Most of the immigration of people from Poland and Russia and Italy and you know, what the hell do they have to do with black slaves? Zero. But if you moved here, let's say, you know, your parents from Poland in the 40s, and you're a Polish American, I mean, you may be like, what? What are you telling me? I owe you something. It's ridiculous. I just use Poland as an example. So this all ties together. I want to just get this on record because it's absolutely true. And I thought, I ought to give this to McBreen or somebody. We ought to take this guy's video, like we like to do, and upgrade it and just add history and documents to it so you know all the specifics. He does a good job, but I mean, you can make a whole movie about this, but notice there really aren't any movies. I think there's like one movie about it. Because that doesn't fit the narrative. You know, one of the only places slavery's still around is in some places in the Middle East and Africa and Somalia. They're famous slavers. Ilhan Omar comes from a famous noble family in there, you know, that doesn't even see herself as African. They see blacks in the Quran as, quote, raisin heads. And they would take the black men and cut their genitals off as slaves. That's the Muslims, okay? But they preach Islam in the prisons, and the imam don't read that part of the Quran to you. And I'm not trying to attack blacks that want to be Muslims or whatever, but this was just please. My point is please stop saying I'm a white devil because of the color of my skin. I'm actually kind of a pink devil. Red, little bit of red devil, actually. The point is that I'm tired of it, and I'm not going to bow down to it. But it's the globalists and the media and Hollywood doing this to get us to kill each other. And it's stupid. But you have large groups of young black men who really believe it's open season on whites because of the culture and the media. Remember when they had some of the Afrikaners, only 80 of them coming here, and they had all these black commentators on TV that are supposedly educated saying, they try to be racist to me, I'm going to beat the hell out of them. Like the Afrikaners get off and go, you work for me, black man. They hide out on their farms and are totally scared to death and have a bunch of black people that love them, that are Christian, that defend them. And then roving bands of non-Christian communists come and kill the blacks and the whites of South Africa. You don't know anything, dumbass. The blacks are all battling to prove themselves and go live on the farms with the white people. They're like, they're Amish dumbos. That's literally what they are. They went to America. They went to South America. They went and found Hawaii. The king of Hawaii gave Amish a whole island. They call it the Forbidden Island. Look it up. They're Amish there today. And only the Amish and the natives live there with no electricity. I was invited out there. I didn't have time to do it by the Amish leaders. They got helicopters, though, and they'd take you on hunting trips. I had they don't follow anymore, but actually the king of Hawaii, too, of Hawaii, big listener, hang out with them. Anyway, side issue. They're all fans because they're good people. They're smart. Let's go to this fella laying out the history. Here it is.
White people didn't invent slavery. In fact, they were the first to end it. Yet somehow, saying this is controversial. Watch what happens when someone says it out loud.
The reason there is no slavery in the world today, I mean, there's a lot of slavery in the world today, but in the parts of the world where there's no slavery, is because the British Empire ended it. That's why there is no slavery. That is, the fact that you are uneducated about history doesn't mean it's funny. So let me educate you now. I know that the woke narrative and the anti-Western narrative on slavery. Well, you're not practicing free speech very well, are you? You're not practicing free speech very well, are you? The moment I say something you don't like, you're not practicing free speech very well, are you, sir?
Let's be clear. Slavery is evil, but it's an ancient human evil practiced by everyone to everyone. 4 years ago, I went to Ghana. I stood in a slave dungeon where people who looked like me sold people who looked like me to white people. But long before Europeans began the transatlantic slave trade, there was a trans-Saharan slave trade. For over 1,000 years, brown Arab slavers sold millions of black Africans across the Sahara. Then came the Barbary slave trade. In North Africa, Arab and African raiders captured and sold over 1 million white Christian Europeans. China, Korea, Japan, India, every one of them practiced slavery. Europeans did take slavery to another scale when they came to Africa. But it's not because they were more evil. It's because they had the technology to commit evil on an industrial scale. So, which major power stopped slavery first? The British, in large part because of pro-human Christian values. The same values America was founded on. The same values that drove white Americans to fight other white Americans to free black Americans in the Civil War. Values missing in places like Libya, where today you can buy a human being for $400. White people aren't better than anyone else, but they're also not worse. Yet, some black people are taught to hate white people, and many white people are taught to hate themselves. We keep pretending evil has a color, as if less melanin means less morality. That lie makes us ignore history and fuels racial hatred. Right now, much of that hatred is aimed at white people. But why should black or brown people care? Because hatred is a hot coal that we hold in our hand, waiting to throw at another. It burns them, but it burns us too. It turns every problem into white supremacy while defending black degeneracy. And when the pendulum swings back, white people react with hostility, and then they defend white degeneracy. The only way out of this is to stop making morality about the color of people. Because in our capacity for good and evil, we are all equals. If you're tired of lies about history, subscribe to my Substack. I cover the stories the mainstream media won't touch. I cut through media bias and teach you how to do it too. The link is in my bio, so drop your email and get exclusive videos I can't post anywhere else.
All right, well, let's get him on. I like him. I've seen his stuff for years. I hope Elon reposted it, or he may have already done it. All right, we're going to break. Listen, we are having a huge sale on collectible limited edition badass items at thealexjonesstore.com, and we need to raise funds for our legal battles and all the stuff that's going on. The fight continues. They're trying to shut us down Wednesday in Texas court. They're going to fail, hopefully, but it's the roll of dice every time. Blades and Bullion Super Sale. Up to 40% off on select products this week only. Save on blades and silver coins before it's too late. And I've got a list here of what's left. The Alex Jones collectible silver coin. Only 600 left. The Trump coin, only 330 left. The Spartan tip of the spear, 661 left. 1,624 of this badass trench knife, tip of the spear with the Spartan on it. Absolutely amazing. Funds the operation, 10 inches long, skull crusher, brass knuckles, high-tech scabbard, amazing. There are a little over 2,000 left from the 5,000 we got of this 6-inch tactical battle dagger with 1776 inscribed with a high-tech scabbard. It is amazing. It's all available right now at thealexjonesstore.com, and we need the funds, and this is a massive discount, up to 40%. Also, Ultimate Turmeric, back in stock, the strongest out there, so good for your whole body inflammation. It is 50%. Up to 50% off when you subscribe, and you'll never run out, and you'll lock in that deal and so many other deals right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you for your support. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm cutting this on the afternoon of July 30th, 2025. You have 7 days from this date to buy one bottle of any of our amazing supplements, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the list goes on and on, Ultimate Life Force, and get a bottle absolutely free. But you got to be a VIP. But that's the best part. This catch is a great deal. You spend $30 a month being a subscriber, you cancel any time, and you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers just sent to you, and you can cancel any time. So you make $10 by becoming a subscriber. You can cancel any time. This is only running for 7 days. Experience Ultramethylene Blue. Experience the other incredible supplements. But also, the buy one, get one free goes for the ball caps, the t-shirts, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Those of you who've ever gotten products, now's the time. It'll blow you away. Get the Methylene Blue, bare minimum, thealexjonesstore.com.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty. We'll be right back. Coming up, Patrick Byrne with the Inside Baseball on Epstein, the Trump administration, the Democrats, and their plan to continue to steal elections, and more. It's all coming up. But first, it went super viral over the weekend. Bill Gates and his synthetic fake butter, his synthetic fake meat, grown with all sorts of weird immortal cell line cancer blobs. You can't make this stuff. It's now rolling out everywhere. Well, here is a report I did back in 2010 on this nightmare garbage. But now it's fully rolling out, the toxic bug protein, all of it. Seven states have banned the synthetic meat. It's not meat. It literally uses immortal cell line cancer cells that they then mix with the salmon, the beef, whatever it is they're wanting to produce, and then it grows giant vats of it. Unbelievable. Just absolutely disgusting. Here it is.
Here's another report. Artificial meat may feed the planet, scientists say. And they say because of overpopulation, they may start growing artificial meat in vats. And Fox News has that image of the luscious artificial meat. And then there's another report here out of the Mail Online where they talk about because of overpopulation, they may have to do this because it's also immoral to eat meat. And so this is part of the green technology economy, which again gives the scientific elite total control, where you won't be able to have your own cows or grow your own crops. Everything will be GMO, everything patented by the globalist.
Fortunately, you don't have to kill the animal. You can do a small biopsy if it's a larger animal. And then for seafood, you just take one or two animals and you take these stem cells. And you build something called a stem cell bank. And it's literally a bank, like where you put money to store your money. You store all these trillions and billions of stem cells in small tubes in a frozen condition, which is sort of like your starter culture for sourdough or yogurt. And then you take this and then you add them in a large stainless steel tank called a bioreactor. Very similar to what you might see in a brewery. And in about 2 to 4 weeks, depending on which animal or which meat you're making, what you get is actually real meat or real seafood at the end of the day.
Sydney Sweeney has been making waves because the only thing worse than being talked about is not being talked about. So in a world that only sees black and white, maybe, just maybe, you were born to be blue. Looks good on you. Sydney Sweeney has great methylene blue jeans.
Alex Jones has good jeans. In fact, there's only one thing better than Alex's jeans. Alex's jeans on methylene blue. Just look at those pecs. That charm. The focus. Get your methylene blue now at thealexjonesstore.com and make good jeans great again.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm cutting this on the afternoon of July 30th, 2025. You have 7 days from this date to buy one bottle of any of our amazing supplements, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the list goes on and on, Ultimate Life Force, and get a bottle absolutely free. But you got to be a VIP. But that's the best part. This catch is a great deal. You spend $30 a month being a subscriber, canceling time, and you get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers just sent to you, and you can cancel any time. So you make $10 by becoming a subscriber. You can cancel any time. It's only running for 7 days. Experience Ultramethylene Blue. Experience the other incredible supplements. But also, the buy one, get one free goes for the ball caps, the t-shirts, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Those of you who've ever gotten products, now's the time. It'll blow you away. Get the Methylene Blue, bare minimum, thealexofstore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Key information on a whole bunch of very important topics, including how to stop the Democrats' ongoing theft of elections, how Venezuela's involved, how Trump's striking back, and so much more coming up in just a few minutes. In fact, in this segment, he's coming in. But first, I've been able to tell you what's going to happen with Ukraine. And when Trump first got in 7 months ago, he said it may take 6, 7, 8 months to get this deal done. And over again, he's gone to Zelensky and said, you're going to have to give part of the East away. That's always been part of Russia anyways, and Crimea. They're not going to give that up. They already took it in 2014 under Obama's watch. And if Zelensky doesn't make that deal, and if NATO pressures him not to, which they're trying to do, the quote, northern group that's made up of, quote, the coalition of the willing, led by Starmer, Macron, and MERS, that Trump will cut all military funding, he's already cut it way back, and all intelligence. And again, that doesn't mean people with binoculars at the front line. It means the satellites, the telemetry, the guidance of the missiles, the drones, almost all the equipment. The United States has been running this war, as I told you, for 3.5 years. Remember last year, oh, New York Times, the U.S. really ran the war. Yeah. And blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. And everything else. So Zelensky doesn't hold the cards, as Trump famously told him in the Oval Office a few months ago. And Zelensky says he'll do a deal, but never do a deal. He says he wants all the land back. He wants all these reparations. He wants everybody to say Russia's officially bad. He wants Ukraine to join NATO. He says he'll hold elections in 20 years. Said that a few months ago and laughed. He's a dictator. The Russians won elections. So what's going to happen is, last week, Thursday, when they announced that Trump was meeting with Putin, I said, that means the deal's been made. That was on Thursday or Wednesday. The next day, the Russians say, yes, we have agreed to the proposal, to the U.S. peace deal. And I said, Zelensky's going to come out and say, you don't speak for Ukraine. You're not allowed to do this. And he came out over the weekend and said, I'm not going along with this. We're not going to stop. And you need to negotiate with me. Well, he doesn't negotiate because the EU plan is a 20 to 30 year conventional war they believe will bankrupt Russia and then break it in five parts. That's the EU unelected commission this year saying that. So Russia knows they've been encircled. They know the weapons have been moved up their borders. They know Operation Spiderweb was run by NATO and was already preloaded by the CIA there before Trump got in. They already know that. Now, Russia's been talking about giving Russian land to Ukraine in a swap. They're saying, no, we don't want that. So this is what's going to happen. If Zelensky doesn't make the deal, and J.D. Vance has been over in Europe trying to get them, the ones manipulating Zelensky and blackmailing him and paying him off to back off. But the EU so far hasn't. It's the EU through NATO. But NATO's had its bluff called. It's not raising all this extra money. It's not preparing this 250,000 man army as they said they would to go be peacekeepers and fight the Russians. And so Russia's called everybody's bluff. Trump from the beginning could see all the evidence and know that Russia had won the war. Now it's nothing but a money laundering operation to grind up people. And so if Zelensky doesn't make the deal, then the U.S. has got pretty much control now of the generals and the intelligence groups over there. Already did control them. And they're going to depose Zelensky and whoever tries to help him. And yeah, that's called a coup, except he's not elected. And I don't wish any harm upon Zelensky. He should take his money and run. And then that deal's been offered that the Russians won't send hit teams after him, you know, later when he runs to Switzerland or Miami or wherever he wants to go. You know, he's got like a bunch of property in Miami. His generals have got it all over, you know, Bel Air and Hollywood and everywhere else. I mean, we're talking $50, $100 million mansions. So they've made out like bandits. They got a chance to leave. The U.S. will come in under the minerals deal, stabilize the whole region, do a trade deal with Russia, and it'll help everybody. And now the United States has also made all these other deals in Central Asia and the Caucasus and everywhere to cut off China. We don't want Russia driven into the arms of China. It's a strategic disaster. It's always been the policy of the United States to have a China-Russia split since the 50s. And now that whole plan's been blown up and the BRICS was made stronger. This is a strategic disaster. China is the big trillion-pound gorilla. It's projecting its power. It's got its kill switches in our computers and dams and nuclear reactors and power grid. It's the big existential thing that the globalists built up, and then the Chi-Coms the last 20 years double-crossed them. And now Trump's rolling up those operations. Hell, half the Democrats at least are Chi-Com agents on the payroll at the federal level in office. And Fin Fang and all the rest of it. So this is all going down. And so Zelensky does not hold the cards. NATO does not hold the cards. Russia is outproducing all NATO armament, U.S. armament, 3-1. And China has said they'll come in on the side of Russia if Russia starts losing. And then military geniuses like Sean Penn say, well, let's just use nukes. We shouldn't be afraid to use nukes. They'll use them on us, you dumbass. It'll be the end of the world, you moron. It's called mutually assured destruction. So we need to get Israel to stop its expansion and the neocons with their money laundering operation to deal with China. And Trump's trying to get peace deals there. We need to stop the stuff with Russia to focus on China. This is all mainline known strategic policy. This is no-brainer stuff. General Flynn was in the Defense Intelligence Agency decades ago warning him that China had totally double-crossed the globalist. Remember the CFR and BlackRock? Oh, the Chinese century. Remember when Trump got in 8.5 years ago? Larry Fink, oh, Trump thinks America's going to be back. Never. Have you seen China? We're mainly investing there. We're not bullish on America. Well, you're bullish now, aren't you, jackass? And people go, you know, Jones is pro-CIA. Jones wants the Asian pivot to intensify. Jones is actually supporting policies of the CIA. Well, I don't support the CIA trying to demoralize the country and allow fentanyl in and, you know, two men can have a baby and all that leftist stuff. I want to abolish the CIA. But just because the CIA recently, with Trump controlling it, is going, yeah, China's the issue. We need to leave Russia alone and have stop the Middle East crap. Absolutely. China's got 90%+ of the rare earth minerals. China's taken over the world through soft power. China is kicking our ass. And if we lose the dollar as the world reserve currency, this country will descend into a hellhole. And the entire West will collapse. The demographics, the economic numbers in Europe are the worst. So I want to take over these agencies. I want to abolish these bad agencies. I want to cut their funding off. I want to reform the U.S. government and have a populist movement of optimism and free market and a new renaissance. That's Operation 1776 worldwide. And I've been pushing this for decades. And I can tell you, my plan is the common sense plan. And I briefed the president when he first got in office on Operation 1776 worldwide. And he said, that's basically already what I plan to do. But he didn't have all the pieces. He wasn't as sophisticated as he is now about how the real global order works. Now he knows it. So the Chi-Com century is dead on arrival. This isn't the neocon new American century with the greater Israel. This is the real new American century. So this is where we are. We're going to go to our break here, our promo. And then we're going to come back with Patrick Byrne in studio to cover this and a lot more. But first, here is J.D. Vance, then we'll go to the terrible giant clip. J.D. Vance on Ukraine. America, I think, are sick of continuing to send their money, tax dollars. If the Europeans want to keep up and actually buy the weapons from American producers, we're okay with that. But we're not going to fund it anymore. If Zelensky doesn't make the deal, we're pulling all intelligence and all funding, and they've already lost the war, and Europe's not going to do it, and that's beyond checkmate. Okay? So that's the deal. And Trump is done. Just like he said, I'll give him 6, 7, 8 months. He knows Zelensky's been double-dealing. He knows he's been lying. And so this is a bold move by Trump. The Russians already won, folks, unless you want to go to nuclear war with them. It's a stalemate. And it's a stalemate for us, not for Ukraine. They're done. Right now, it's 5,000 Ukrainians fed into the mouth of the Russian artillery every week. Trump, if he pulls this off, 100% deserves a Nobel Peace Prize. It's discredited to give it to Obama and stuff, but it would actually credit them finally, and they might have some credibility. They did it. All right, we're going to go to J.D. Vance, and we're going to go to the terrible giant while we get Patrick Byrne here in studio. Whatever you do, share the live feeds of Real Life Shows on X, share the live feed of the show on Rumble, and Infowars.com/show. You are the Paul Revere's.
To your point about weapons, what we said to the Europeans is simply, first of all, this is in your neck of the woods. This is in your back door. You guys have got to step up and take a bigger role in this thing. And if you care so much about this conflict, you should be willing to play a more direct and a more substantial way in funding this war yourself. I think the president and I certainly think that America, we're done with the funding of the Ukraine war business. We want to bring about a peaceful settlement to this thing. We want to stop the killing. But Americans, I think, are sick of continuing to send their money, their tax dollars to this particular conflict. But if the Europeans want to step up and actually buy the weapons from American producers, we're okay with that, but we're not going to fund it ourselves anymore.
We are the number one hated and attacked media organization in the world by every evil, disgusting, sickening organization on the face of the planet. And I'm going to say it. If you're going to go as big as you can. That's why John Hancock literally saw people signing their names, Little Bitty, and people he knew signing them. You really couldn't tell who they were, and I get it. Every person signing that was signing their potential death warrant. He got up there and went, boom! And he said, if I'm going to have the king coming after me, I want him to come after me, number one.
That's a pretty large signature, Johnny.
Yeah, and I'm going to risk my life fighting tyranny. Anybody that's ever been in fights, you know, looking for fights, but you've been in a few, you learn, you hesitate when somebody's trying to beat the hell out of you. You're going to get your ass kicked. But you just decide to beat the living hell out of them and stop worrying about who's winning. And you're going to win almost every time unless you're fighting Mike Tyson. I know there's people will knock you upside the head really hard and like sit back and look at what it did. Or somebody will hit you in the side of the head with a baseball bat and they'll kind of sit back and watch to see what it did. I'm like a Terminator. You're about to find out.
I'll shove that bat up your ass and turn you into a popsicle.
So that's what's going on here. And I love it because we're drawing their fire. We've exposed them. We've drawn them out of their rat holes to do all of this. The Soros scum and the Soros DA and just all of them. They're filth. They're disgusting tyrants. Just like judges in Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia. They're disgusting. And it's like we're in the dark and they got night vision. We're in a pitch black arena with no light and they've got their illuminators on and they can see us and we can't see them. Well, guess what? I walked over with my listeners collectively and pulled the switch and turned the lights on.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back.
Their attacks on Trump, their lawfare, their all the criminal activity. How'd that work out for them? They were dumb enough to brag. Remember everywhere. It'll be over for Trump when this mugshot comes out in Georgia. We're finally getting it. Every channel, remember? It's the end. The mugshot. The mugshot. The mugshot. And then Trump nails it with a beyond Clint Eastwood badass U.S. American Eagle gaze of total defiance that everybody looks at and knows deep down, that's the alpha male, that's the badass, that's the defiant real person. You can't fake that look. And then when they shot him, he got even more of that look, except the lips pulled down and the teeth bared and the eyes bugging out. Yes, yes, we get to see who's really who at times like this, don't we? And now the bad guys are going to find out who's really who, aren't you? Because the veneer of civilization is burning off. And all the posers and all the thugs and all the bullies who thought they had this country on its knees and cowed are now just beginning to understand that they have awoken the terrible giant! Byrne is a very interesting person. He's worked and done U.S. intelligence and a lot of high-level stuff. He's also started in huge, successful, multi-billion-dollar companies. Dr. Patrick M. Byrne, Patrick Byrne on X, deepcapture.com, major films made about his work and his very intriguing life. And I'm not going to go over his lengthy curriculum. But all the rest of it, he's here to talk about Venezuela and how it ties into the Democrat overall plan to steal elections and how it ties into the gerrymandering, the redistricting, Trump's election integrity task force. Of course, everything you exposed back when they stole the 2020 election has now been vindicated and has been proven correct. So it all ties together. And you've been hammering that Venezuela is the key hub that the Chi-Coms with U.S. NGOs and Soros are doing all this, and now Doge, with its AI, has mapped all of this. You're also a big computer guy, and brought it forward. And now with Maduro, they've upped the bounty from $25 million to $50 million. So this, ladies and gentlemen, this is a huge story. And Patrick didn't predict this. He knew it from all of his research and sources and travels. But now we have Doge documents, and now we know why Trump's turning the heat up on the Venezuelan communist dictator Maduro. People that don't know, but I don't care about Venezuela. It used to be the richest country in Latin America. It is one of the first or second largest oil producers potentially in the world. And so they're filthy rich, but the people are poor. They used to be rich. Now only the elites are rich, and they're a serious Chi-Com satellite. China's making its big move in Latin America, Venezuela, and obviously Brazil are the key areas that they're trying to fully control. And so you've got this amazing AI map that you're about to exclusively present thanks to the great work at Doge and you working with them and the great Elon Musk. Boy, I wish he was still there. So Patrick, thank you so much for being here. This is so massive. You can give us a 35,000-foot view and kind of a history lesson if you like first, and then get into this huge new story or cut right to it.
Let's give you a quick history lesson. Venezuela, Americans need to start really learning about. It's not a passing story. It's going to be on our front page for a long time. Three things you need to know about Venezuela. The government is the cartel. The cartel in Venezuela is called the Mafia of the Generalissimos, essentially the Cartel de los Soles, because the generals have a sun on their shoulder. So the Mafia is the government. The four Mexican cartels are like the junior partners. So they took over Venezuela, which has the largest oil reserves in the world, as you said. What are you going to do if you want to steal them, which they've done? They've looted, they nationalized the oil industry, and then, so they could then loot $4 trillion, which they did. The other thing they did was they took over the election systems and created a computerized election system that they could always backdoor and never lose power. That computerized election system was brought to America and became a company called Smartmatic and then infiltrated the world. 72 countries have used it and have manipulated elections. I know the people involved. I've spent the last 3 years overseas finding people involved in this. 72 nations have had their elections flipped. But the most damning thing, we thought, I've been telling you, I think previously on your shows, that the chain of command was Venezuela, Iran, and China. And it is true that in 07, Venezuela opened the back doors into the American election system to China. And we have witnesses to all this. But what's really important, and we've only learned in the last few weeks, thanks to Elon's work with Doge, we found a whole bunch of funding. The CIA, the top floor of the CIA, is in cahoots with China. And if you put up the first graphic, not this one, that one, the first graphic, yes. No, the other one, I'm sorry. The other one, there's an NGO in Arlington, Virginia called CEPS. It stands for the Center for Election Progress and Political Systems or something. It's staffed by George Soros. It's been funded since 09, since Obama came to power, by USAID, and we all know USAID is a front for the CIA.
That's not even debated. They don't even hide that. So you got USA, the CIA front group, you got Open Society, Soros.
And then what they did was, their mission was to spend billions to help other countries modernize their elections, which means install Smartmatic. And if you go to the next page, you will see the next graphic, you'll see 26 nations that the CIA / USAID got this installed. You can put this up on your website, from Kenya to Belgium, United Kingdom, 70% of the votes counted in...
Yeah, guys, give this to Ben Warren or to Lewis, and then just have them tweet, breaking exclusive, Doge investigation discovers CIA / USAID and Soros Open Society in command of CHICOM / Venezuelan election fraud control grid?
Yep, well said. This crazy technology that we've been saying China was behind, the coup of 2020, the system was involved. It was the top floor of the CIA. And the top floor of the CIA has, through funding and through George Soros' people, spreading this technology to 26 nations since July of 09, 6 months after Obama comes in. And in each of these nations, 26 nations we've researched, this technology gets installed and they start electing
AI. And by the way, just to stop, you're not a smurf. You wanted more methylene blue, so you were just drinking some. Oh, you just took it straight out of the dropper.
How do you?
I put it in the water that way to make my. Oh. You're Papa Smurf now.
Oh, is it purple?
It looks good. Just drink some water.
Okay, well, I'll drink some water.
Now you're doing great. No, but I want to start over because this is so massive. And I knew you were coming here to break major Venezuela news in China, but this makes perfect sense. But let me just, you have the proof. So we're going to go into the next hour on this. It's so important. I just want to stop people. Everybody needs to share the live feed right now. I knew you were coming in with the new Venezuela stuff and how there were the Democrats and fraud. I didn't know this till right before you went live. And then that's why I aired a promo so I could see this and look at this. Now I want to pull up during the break. 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, the director of national intelligence, the Office of National Intelligence, she releases the report with Communist China, the FBI knowing that they were manipulating computers in 2020 and mailing in, shipping in the mail-in ballots that you reported on then. We have the whistleblowers. We have the postal service people that saw it. We have the Chinese nationals driving in, at 2 a.m. with the vans in Michigan, Pennsylvania, unloading. But you were always saying China, and you proved it. But now, of course, who set up Mao Zedong 49, the CIA? And now we learn from the Tulsi Gabbard documents 3 weeks ago that indeed it was the CIA working with China and to cover up the 2020 election theft and was working with them to do it. So you have this sick, evil globalist partnership of the CIA with the CHICOMs going back to Mao Zedong and, David Rockefeller. Incredible. We'll be right back. I'm cutting this on July 30th, 2025. That means you've got 7 days to take advantage of one of the biggest sales in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. If you buy any of our amazing supplements, the Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, all of the great products are there right now. Buy one already discounted, get the very same bottle, the very same product, absolutely free, but it's only running for 7 days.
When you're a VIP, for $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special discounts, and more. That's how you take advantage of the buy one, get one free. This is only for VIP members, but anybody going to the store should be a VIP because you get $40 for subscribing for $30 a month. You make money on that, and you can cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for your support. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm cutting this on the afternoon of July 30th, 2025. You have 7 days from this date to buy one bottle of any of our amazing supplements, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the list goes on and on, Ultimate Life Force, and get a bottle absolutely free. But you got to be a VIP. But that's the best part. This catch is a great deal. You spend $30 a month being a subscriber, you cancel any time, and you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers just sent to you, and you can cancel any time. So you make $10 by becoming a subscriber, you can cancel any time. This is only running for 7 days. Experience Ultramethylene Blue. Experience the other incredible supplements. But also, the buy one, get one free goes for the ball caps, the t-shirts, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Those of you that have ever gotten products, now's the time. It'll blow you away. Get the Methylene Blue, bare minimum, thealexofstore.com.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that. Ultimate Fish Oil is now available at InfoWarsStore.com after being sold out for more than 6 months. And we give it the name Ultimate, like so many of other products, because it is the highest grade, the very best you're going to find anywhere. Now, most people know how great fish oil is, but not all fish oil is made equal. A lot of it has been homogenized or basically boiled and cooked off, and it loses almost all of its good effect. This is the highest grade fish oil from three different amazing sources. Listen to this. Arctic krill oil is known as the best essential fatty acid. Then another well-known top one, wild anchovy oil and high-quality wild-caught salmon, also one of the top forms of it. It is back in stock. It is not just good for your cardiovascular system. It's good for everything. Take a few hours before you sleep, and a lot of folks have amazing dreams on it. You ever always eat like a good piece of fish that's fresh? You also have great dreams. You want to experience this. It's so good for your brain, your heart, everything. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, folks. Patrick Byrne, has only until recently, it's come out. He didn't want to make a big deal, but worked in U.S. intelligence and for the Justice Department and a lot of high-level international espionage operations defending our country for decades. And he's worked internationally as well with other groups. And, of course, he's a very successful man that's launched multi-billion dollar companies. And he is here in studio with us. Now, he reached out and said, I'm in town. I've got big updates on Venezuela and the Democrats and how they're stealing elections. It ties into everything. I said, please come in. Then he gets here and he says, oh, you're going to want to see these graphics that Doe's just got. This hasn't broken yet. And this proves that it's not just communist China with Venezuela manipulating elections with the Democrats. It is the CIA and the Soros Open Society Foundation with U.S. aid, which is the CIA on record. Now, then I like, boom, top of my head blows off. And we were airing like a little 3-minute, you know, promo. And I said, wait, we need to go get the stuff from 3 weeks ago where Gabbard released and confirmed the documents that in 2020, the communist Chinese were shipping in plane loads of ballots only marked for Biden for key battlegrounds. They got caught. Whistleblowers came forward. You reported at the time, but they never got in trouble. And that the FBI knew about it. The FBI knew about it. You're the expert to tell us. I'm just going from memory. The FBI knew about it, low level. They tried to stop it and got told by higher up, shut it down. It's a joint CIA operation. Now, that's the director of the Office of National Intelligence. That's just one of the huge things that's broke the last month that got almost no attention. And that totally backs what he's saying now with this Doge document that we're breaking here, showing where the funding, everything comes from. So this is huge. And if you know the history of Communist China and Chiang Kai-shek and 49, they double-crossed. Congress sent weapons to help the nationalists, but the CIA, it's declassified, put Mao in power and then had this long, secret, sickening relationship and made them the most favored nation and all the rest of this. Now Trump is completely breaking with that and is cutting off China. And so this is all geopolitical. It all ties together. So, Patrick, start over, but we should start here. Okay. This is why, and it's on record. We pull up the Newsweek articles and others. Venezuela put a $25 million bounty out on you because they're so angry that you've reverse engineered all this. Now Maduro's got a $50 million bounty out on him by Trump. So you just walk through this and then go through the Doge exclusive documents. The CIA, under Biden and all the rest of this, working with the Chi-Coms of Venezuela to engage in this, and we have the Gabbard documents on top of it backing it up even further. So, Patrick Byrne, go ahead.
Okay. First, yes, they have the bounty on me because you remember the Venezuelan election last July 28th that looked like the whole world said is nonsense, and they 17 Latin American states said we won't recognize it, Carter, all that stuff. Do you remember the out of hand?
Yes.
They think I hacked their election. And I'll tell you why they think I hacked their election. In a typical Venezuelan election, what happens is the dictator gets 2 million votes, the opposition gets 7 million votes, and then they stuff 5.5 million ballots. So they 7.5 million beat 7, and they win time and time and time again. 4 years ago, they introduced a new system. You have to give not just your ID, but your thumbprint when you vote in Venezuela. They say it's for security. What their system really does is it ties your ballot. When you're Venezuelan, you vote, it ties your ballot to your image, to your thumbprint. So they can look up how you voted, Alex, and go in and see how you voted and arrest the right people. Now, that creates a problem. How do you stuff 5.5 million ballots when you don't have those 5.5 million thumbs? They have a secret tool that is in every precinct that their people use to, it basically, it generates the 9-digit code as if a valid thumb was put in it and opens the machine so it can take a ballot. And so that's how it works. So they have this secret tool, and that tool was working right up through Saturday, July 27th at midnight. But at 12:01, their secret cheating tool started spitting out random 9-digit numbers. They couldn't stuff. By noon, they went crazy because all over the country, they weren't able to stuff. They canceled, Venezuela canceled all its normal, normally they have TV, and as the votes roll in all day, they say, oh, what do you know, we just won by a hair again. This time, they canceled all their television. They came out the next morning, and we said, hey, we won 51-49, screw you. And they rounded up 2,000 protest leaders. And the whole world is like said, this is a garbage election. Well, 10 days later, when they opened up their secret cheating tool, they discovered something that made them think that I might know something about these facts, Alex. And they came to the conclusion I'm the guy who did it. So that's why they put the $25 million bounty on me. Now, going forward, I have for 4 years been saying this all leads through Venezuela to the ultimate chairman of the board of this operation is China of this whole system. Iran is the paymaster. They are the secret paymaster. So none of this shows up in bank wires the U.S. can see. But what we have learned going through Doge, Elon Musk's Doge data, we have some researchers put together just in like 2 weeks ago what I opened the show telling you. In reality, this garbage technology has spread through the world, not just because of China, but because of the CIA. They have been under the guise of modernizing elections. They've had the USAID fund and George Soros staff and Arlington, Virginia NGO called SEPs, which you should probably look up SEPs, what it's, and that That's SEPs. Its mission is to modernize elections by spreading Smartmatic. And all over the world, now if you pull up the next graphic, you will see, and you're put, Alex is putting this up online, you can see all the nations. We have been funded 26 nations from the Philippines, you know, to Bolivia, Estonia, everything, to put in Smartmatic.
And this is all breaking right now at Real Alex Jones on
Action. No one knows this. We put this together 2 weeks ago. The government has just received this data themselves.
So we're this has been posted at Real Alex Jones, or I was
the
right.
CIA was behind this with China, not the top of the CIA. Mike Pompeo and his CIA was involved in the 2020 hack. The top of the CIA was. And that's why they're going ballistic. And they've been behind the spread of this technology through 26. And, you know, everywhere they put this technology, it started July 09, which is 6 months after Obama came in, Obama and Brennan. Everywhere they put this technology, we've researched, they've had within a few years, they get some election where suddenly they elect an AOC or an Obama or some left-wing person that they never expected to elect. It's all been on this technology that you, the taxpayer, paid for this Arlington, Virginia SEPs to spread through the world.
Now, I've known you a long time. You interviewed you probably the first time 6-7 years ago, but everything you've talked about has been proven now.
You too. You're the greatest. It's amazing the stuff you said 25 years ago that's all come true.
But I mean, you're the guy on the ground. So the point is without getting into it all, you're a loyal American. You try to work with Democrats and Republicans, but you've been in intelligence a long time. That's not secret now. And so we're trying to loyally get control of the country. But the issue is here. Gabbard just released 3 weeks ago. Anybody can pull this up, that China was doing this with the CIA digitally, as you said, in 2020, and with the mail-in ballots, shipping them filled out for Biden. And so that is massive. And then now we've got this DOGE investigation. And, of course, it's the CIA that goes around the world with the State Department for Election Integrity, and then it came out that they helped steal the election from Bolsonaro under Biden, and we're advising them how to censor and control, and that's, again, the CIA. Literally the CIA wanting to put communists in because they'll work with them better. Same thing in Venezuela. So we think our government's really against Venezuela. We really think it's against, you know, Lula and communists in Brazil, but they're not, as long as their clients and work with them. And so this is a massive scandal added to what Gabbard released. And
I think it was beyond that, if I may. I think it's not just you're still thinking the old paradigm. I think that they have a new paradigm, which is that they're just globalists. Now, there's a debate. Should the capitalists?
No, I agree. They parasitically just feed on the people.
They wanted the globalists. Some globalists want to make the capital of the globe somewhere in Europe. Some globalists want to make it in Beijing, but they share this globalist vision. And
definitely China was part of the globalist order. It split off. It's a competing globalist, transhumanist. Oh, absolutely.
What do you make of the fact, like, it looked like they were aligned. Then we got through the 2020 election, and within a year or so, Soros was coming out and saying Xi Jinping is the greatest friend of greatest enemy of humanity, blah, blah, blah. And then about a year ago, he reversed, and they're chummy again, right?
Yeah. Look. The biggest thing is, the Chi-Coms agreed to a one-child policy and depopulation. They were to be given all their earth minerals. They would be the industrial power, work with the globalist middlemen to make them have control of the West, leverage us out, but they weren't supposed to expand into the South China Sea. Instead, they've expanded everywhere. It was clear 20 years ago they double-crossed. By 15 years ago, we do the Asia pivot, but they had so infiltrated us that it couldn't be done, even inside the globalist corrupt order. And then just finally enough American elites just out of survival mode and Silicon Valley said, no, China's taking over and going to win the AI race. We've got to do this out of self-preservation. So enough elites got behind Trump, not even because they overall agree with America First or what he's doing, but because they knew the Chi-Coms had beaten them. And so this is out of desperation. That's why you see the flip-flopping and the gyrating that's going on.
That could be. That all makes sense. That'll make sense. Well, this is all, we even know the name of the CIA asset is a guy named Frank Holder, that made this deal with Venezuela to cheat the 2020 election. And the CIA has been protecting him for 2 years. They've had this, the FBI has had this information. The CIA, there's been U.S. attorneys who wanted to act against them. The CIA has been protecting their asset because they know how explosive this is.
Well, this is dangerous stuff. And it's not just that I know you're credible and believe you. I this is everywhere. This just fits in everything we've already seen. So Trump is trying to cut off the Chi-Com influence. They've got enough to indict half the Democrats with the information. And this is just massive. And that's why they put out this bounty on you, because they're so pissed. I remember when the election crashed and they didn't know what to do and all the rest of it. So walk through this again.
Okay.
Because the funding is all tracked now by DOGE. This is not our opinion that the Open Society Foundation, it's another CIA cutout.
Yeah, we pulled the
USAID, another CIA cutout. Literally, and as you kept saying, it's true. China, Venezuela, they always use Iran as a go-between, just like Iran-Contra. And then now we confirm it's actually the Soros, Obama, globalist CIA network that was doing this to begin with.
Exactly. So they set up, there was this Arlington, Virginia NGO whose mission is to, and isn't this funny, they call it modernizing elections. They go to third world countries, let's help you modernize your elections. We're going to install these wonderful...
And Obama called it before he left. Oh, we're going to secure the elections. Was to put the fraud in.
Yeah, it's all a big joke. They know
we're going to protect it from the Russians, and then they actually put all their back doors in.
Yeah, exactly. And we know the Russians have access. We have access. I think anyway. And this is not speculation. The data we got from the DOGE files, they had not put this together. We had a researcher, a wonderful fellow, put all.
So you used raw DOGE research.
We used the raw research. We did this, and we did it, and it's this Arlington, Virginia. And SEPs has spread this stuff through these 72 nations have had their well, I'll get back to that. We have paid for it to go into 26 nations, and every one of those nations then had left-lurching elections. What's interesting is, so I've spent 2.5 years overseas recruiting a bunch of people in the election industry from around the world who've been part of these crimes. And I learned, and at one point I had them together last August, actually, in a safe house in Europe. And about 6 of them were sitting, and I had General Flynn came over to meet them. And he said, and I said, now remember, General, we can't go be angry. You're going to get real angry, but be nice. Of course. He sat for an hour and a half, and he's got, you know, besides being General Flynn, he's got two.
And he's talked about this, yeah.
Yeah. He interviewed them for an hour and a half, and when he was done, he was satisfied. We were about to leave. And I said to the one engineer, would you mind explaining to the General how much this has been going on? And the fellow kind of gulped and looked General Flynn in the eye and said, sir, we've been manipulating elections for 20 years in 72 nations.
And these engineers, why are they scared enough to do the right thing now? Well, what changed?
They're from different nations. They saw, I asked them that. It's not for money. It's, I mean, we're all, I've gone through $80 million, frankly, to get this done. I asked them that, and they gave answers like, we see that the world, 2 years ago, one of them gave me this answer. We see the world is sliding off the edge. There is maybe one country that can save it, the United States. And
well, that's what Elon said.
He said, Patrick, if I could vote for Donald Trump, I would. This is a guy who's like been part of this for years, and he wants to vote. He says Donald Trump is the only guy who can keep.
Well, that's what I said 10 minutes ago. The globalist thing is so out of control. Even people that were part of it, out of self-preservation, say we got to stabilize this.
Yeah, I think it got too out of control, and I think that they thought they were going to be carving up the corpse of the U.S. after the 2020. They thought it was over. They were high-fiving, but we got off the floor, and it's another thing Flynn taught me. All the institutions were captured. We had lost. The only thing they had not captured was the American people, and so that's why Flynn and I spent those first couple years, General Flynn, you know, building this Reawaken America tour, building the grassroots. It was the only thing that the elites had not captured. And I think he's the only reason we actually got
to. I remember meeting with him right after they stole the election 2020 in Florida, and he said, we're going to go to, you know, thousands of towns, we're going to full power ahead, and it's just been a lot of work.
He is the professor emeritus of movement warfare, it's called in the military, but of how to build movements and how to get movements on track.
Force multiplication.
And it's basically like Lawrence of Arabia. It's you're uniting the tribes. You're uniting the tribes. We went around and found every group of moms who were pissed off about LGBTQ ideology, of constitutional sheriffs, of people mad about the way their elections were running, people mad about the border. And we sort of helped all this get off the ground, and Flynn shaped it into this movement.
Absolutely. He, that's why he didn't join the administration. He can do morally outside. He is all over the place, like, yeah. You know, Gandalf or something. But so expanding on this, Big picture. I've talked to people in the DOJ. I know you have even more sources than I do. They say, no, we're going for it. J.D. Vance came out yesterday and said, no, there's a bunch of indictments of the Obama coup crew. It's coming. We have to do it. I mean, this is not 8 years ago where, you know, Trump had people that were scared or were operatives. Now they know they have to. You don't have the vice president saying, no, the indictments are coming, unless it is. In my view, that doesn't mean that it's going to happen, but they're definitely trying. Disagree with me because I haven't talked about this. What is the word about the seditious conspiracy treason task force and then the other government weaponization task force? And now finally all these grand juries have been set up, not just referrals, but now we actually have, you know, real stuff going on, real grand juries and panels. What are you hearing?
First let me be clear. I'm not secretly part of this administration. They keep me a country mile distant. No one knows what to make of me. I know a lot of people, though, who are in touch. And so I kind of know what's going on. And I can tell you that actually Trump tried to get to this back in March. And he signed the right orders. And the deep state has thwarted him for like 2 months of making any progress. Finally, he got Tulsi involved, and Pam Bondi let herself be thwarted. Tulsi took it, and well, I don't know that for a fact, but Tulsi took it. She's run the ball down the field. She's fantastic, and they have everything now.
She made the criminal referral, and now it's.
And I hear Trump's, as you said earlier, like your head popped off. I hear he's really angry. He now knows 100% he was cheated out of the greatest prize in history 4 years ago. And I hear he's really done messing around.
Well, that's what, and I mean, Vance, I know Vance and people, he's a very serious guy, a very smart person and very measured, but he doesn't go on Fox News and say, no, a bunch of people are getting indicted. It's happening. And so.
I think the only thing to do is to replace the top 3,000 people in the government with ex-military from SOCOM or the Marines. You got to start with people you can trust, and there's a whole layer.
All the lawyers, the politicos, they're just all soft scum.
The first rule is you got to get the right people in place, and the only people you can trust at this point are ex-SOCOM or Marines, I think.
So, Epstein, I've never seen any evidence of Trump and anything to do with that. And then his behavior the last 37 days, creating a Streisand effect. He's not stupid. What the hell's going on there from your sources?
I don't think he's been filmed on Epstein Island. You know, Epstein, about 2 months before he was arrested, tried very hard to get me to come to Epstein Island. Did I ever tell you that one?
No.
I had this plan to go out and I figured I'll accept it and go out and murder him. And we'll go for a long swim. I like long distance swimming, and I figured I would get him out swimming and I could drown him. And I got in a pool with a guy about my size, and it turns out to be really a lot tougher to drown somebody than you think. And then I found out about the cameras, that there were cameras everywhere, and they said, you're never going to get away with it, so I didn't go murder him. But he tried very hard, and that's because the CIA knew what I had and what I already knew, and they were going to try to blackmail me. So about a month before he got arrested, I had three very strong overtures. People came all the way to Utah to say, gosh, this Jeffrey Epstein, don't believe what you hear about him. He's a wonderful guy. He's got this big trading room. He really wants to meet you, Pat. He really wants you to come out and talk to you. By the way, he's really good friends with Bill Gates. Don't believe what you hear in them. He's tied into all these elites. You got to come see his trading room. He really wants to meet you. And I knew, of course, anyone who reads Zero Hedge, which you probably... Everyone's known about Epstein since 07. I don't get why now we have all these born-again virgins in society acting surprised by Epstein. Everything about Epstein was known since 07. It just blew up again.
So why would Trump come out and create a Streisand effect and say he killed himself and don't ask questions or you're dumb? He has to know that would create a giant Streisand effect. Why?
Well, I don't think he's in the tapes, and his lawyer and all kinds of people who would know have said he's not involved.
Oh, yeah, even Cohen hates him, says he's not.
Yeah, I think...
He worked there a decade and said he never heard a call from Epstein.
Maybe there's other people involved, and...
That's what I was told by Roger Stone off record. Now he's been public. He told me when Robin Trump got reelected, he said, you're never getting it because the CIA was involved with your buddies, the Mossad, and they don't want it coming out.
Yeah, that would be my guess.
Yeah.
That would be my guess. But well, I don't have any inside information on that one.
Well, I just know it is the fiasco of fiascos, and
I wish he had handled that better. He could handle, and was right in the middle of a whole bunch of base hits he was getting. He was having all kinds of nice march of base hits, and then he had that blow up.
Well, clearly they're going after Maduro for all of this, $50 million bounty. And now Trump says they're going to start hitting the cartels. I want to go to break and come back and talk about that with you. Trump's now criticizing Zelensky. I mean, it's clear. Zelensky never made a deal. So I think Trump's going to make the deal. The deal's been made. And if Zelensky doesn't agree to it, then what happens? Patrick Byrne is our guest, really smart geopolitical thinker. We're going to get into that with him. And then there's so much other news I haven't hit. Now, you want to do the plug, and I appreciate this.
I do. I came in.
Because you came in saying, I want more methylene blue. And then I looked over when you went on the air. You'd already slurped some down. Your mouth was blue. I said, you're Papa Smurf. So Patrick Byrne.
How much is the correct amount to put in? About that much?
Yeah. I mean, Kennedy does three droppers. This is really strong.
You gave me some last time. I think you gave it on air. And I thought it was a gimmick or, you know, snake oil. You totally feel the difference. I use the bottle you gave me. It's great. It totally makes it. You can feel it. It just keeps your energy level up and plateaued without bonks. So I love it. I used the bottle you gave me, and I came back to Austin just to pick up this pump.
Well, you can always get it at thealexjonesshow.com, but we'll certainly give you all you want. We also have the capsules, but we have the strongest medical grade. It's super good for you. It cleans out your mitochondria. Most people get instant energy, like 99% of people, but it's the workout. It's what it does for your skin, your libido. So you've been on it a few months.
I just had that one bottle, but
and you're saying no letdown. That's the best part. It's not an amphetamine. It's not a speed, no. But it feels like that.
I see RFKs on it. Yeah, I just used up that bottle, and so for a couple of weeks, I had this great energy. But it's not speed. It's not caffeine. It's nothing like that. It's doing something else for you. So I really
It skips three levels of the oxygenation process in the cells. It's just next level, and it's like iodine. It's essential about it. It's something similar, but it's way stronger. And it's incredible. And they've suppressed it. And my medical doctor 6 years ago said, get on it. And I said, get USP grade. It didn't do anything. And then our sponsor got this super strong one. I'm like, oh, let me try it. Whoa. I mean, it funds the operation, folks. But I'm telling you, if you haven't gotten our USP grade, real USP grade, Ultimate Methylene Blue, thealexjonesshow.com, you are missing out. It is so good for you. 99% of people, it's more than that. Like, I've given it to like 400 people, maybe two or three didn't feel it. Some get totally freaked out that they're going crazy. So talk to your physician first. Take a very low dose the first time. You can't take it if you're on SSRIs and other things. It is amazing. TheAlexJonesShow.com. So,
yeah, it's not psychosomatic. It's not psychological. You feel it. You feel it.
Well, I didn't tell you what you're going to feel. How fast did it kick in and what did you feel?
I felt it by the time the end of the show, or by the time I got, the last time I was here, I felt it probably by the end of the show or by the time I got my car. You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus. It's probably like why you are as intense as you are, Alex.
It's made me more intense. Well, I was taking full doses at first and then working out so hard that I had to go.
You look jacked.
Well, I've cut back. The point is, I only take it every 3 days now because it's crazy. And I mean, folks, I'm not going to sell snake oil. I only sell stuff that works. Why would I sell something that doesn't work? But with turmeric, you know, we have the strongest. It's great for inflammation. Everybody knows. But people are like, yeah, you know, you feel it. It's great. And same thing with our CMOS. This is like so obvious and so incredible. Everybody needs to get it. If you don't get it, you're insane.
I didn't come here to do a commercial, but I thought I should.
I'm cutting this on July 30th, 2025. That means you've got 7 days to take advantage of one of the biggest sales in the history, thealexjonesshow.com. If you buy any of our amazing supplements, the Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, all of the great products are there right now. Buy one already discounted, get the very same bottle, the very same product, absolutely free, but it's only running for 7 days. When you're a VIP for $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special discounts, and more. That's how you take advantage of the buy one, get one free. This is only for VIP members, but anybody going to the store should be a VIP because you get $40 for subscribing for $30 a month. You make money on that, and you can cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for your support. Our message.
medical grade USP ultramethylene blue exclusively at thealexshowstore.com has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexshowstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexshowstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Sydney Sweeney has been making waves because the only thing worse than being talked about is not being talked about. So in a world that only sees black and white, maybe, just maybe, you were born to be blue. Looks good on you. Sydney Sweeney has great methylene blue genes.
Alex Jones has good genes. In fact, there's only one thing better than Alex's genes. Alex's genes on methylene blue. Just look at those pecs. That charm. The focus. Get your methylene blue now at thealexjonesstore.com and make good genes great again.
Patrick, I'm not trying to get you to plug, though I am now. You got cut off at the break. You were saying we got cut off. You didn't come here to do a plug. I wasn't thinking about methylene blue.
I brought it up and said, Alex, would you let me tell your viewers what an experience I had?
Well, I love you, and you're a really smart guy, and you've been totally vindicated everything you've ever said, so I'm really impressed. I always liked you, but, you know, I could tell you were a spook before it ever came out in the news. I was still always a little paranoid about any of that stuff. But I'm a little hurt, though, that you're like, oh, because I remember you were reticent. I said, you want to try some of this? You're like, really? What is it? You know, I was like, no. And I'm a little hurt, though, that you would think that it would be snake oil.
I knew it wasn't snake oil, but
I understand. But, I mean, listen. Everything we sell, I want is working and is good. That's what I want. I mean, I'll be like a restaurant. I'm going to serve dog shit to people. They're not going to come back. But I mean, this thing is the most dramatic, quick acting, and it's good for you. It's just insane. Yeah. And if I could just get a few more percentage of the audience to buy it, all our problems will be solved. You know, I'm back in state court Wednesday with a receiver trying to shut this down. They've refused $75 million, which I don't even have, but over 10 years, they say, we don't want money, we want him closed, and they want a receiver, even though I've gone through bankruptcy, and all I have is a car and a house, to harass me. And they say, we want to cause him pain.
Of course.
So everybody
keeps... your audience what a joke the case, what the judge did to you?
Cause sure, go ahead.
The judge, as I recall, in that awful case, basically gave a directed verdict, which is when a judge says to a jury, you have to decide this way. He didn't quite do that, but he's something close. He said that because you...
Well, it was worse, actually. I was found in default, and then it was a trial on the damages, and then they directed that. Sorry, go ahead.
All right, but didn't they say, didn't it all hinge on the judge, the other side alleged that you must have had a PowerPoint where you planned things out
yes.
and saw what it would do for your market share and decided to say certain things. And so surrender the PowerPoint, and you said, I don't have the PowerPoint.
That's exactly, said, well, because exactly. We didn't talk before you came here.
Listen,
I didn't know you were going to, there's no PowerPointing here other than reading.
I've never talked about this in 6 years. I've known Alex for 6 years. I can promise you the chances that Alex made a PowerPoint analyzing if I make this message, my market share is zero, is nuts. How many PowerPoints have you made crafting your messages?
Zero.
Yeah, you read your stuff, and you're brilliant, and you...
Well, I mean, you know, we're on air 4 hours a day, as if I'm playing... I mean, I just go, this clip's interesting, this document...
But because the judge said, because Alex is hiding this PowerPoint and won't turn it over, jury, you can assume he's guilty, and you should throw the, you know, really hit him hard.
And that was the lie, that I made money off these people.
Yeah.
You know, we learned the Justice Department funded it all through Obama... And then Biden, they funded the suits, and they raised $300 million in fundraisers off me saying I was peeing on their kids' graves. No one ever peed on their graves. Just total fiction. A few times, though, I covered...
How do you like Bolshevism so far? I've lived in communist China in the early 80s, right after the Cultural Revolution. And this feeling of not just surreal, but of just being ground down and the rules changing all the time. So every day you got to check in with authority about what are the rules. They're doing it to us on purpose. This is part of the PSYOP. If it seems Orwellian and they flaunt their power. Remember once they came to power under Biden, how arrogant they became with their own power? They didn't even bother trying to pretend they were American constitutionalists anymore. It's just like there's this new. So anyway, the judge, and the judges are doing this all over have been doing this. The part of lawfare is there's all kinds of crooked judges, especially at the state level. Look at the election fiasco.
And we need to go after them politically. Yeah. You know, this is not violent.
This is the second American Revolution. This is when.
Well, let's come back. 60-second break. Join some stations. I want to talk about Trump going after the drug cartels. How that ties into Venezuela and the Chi-Com. Stay with us. 60 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm cutting this on the afternoon of July 30th, 2025. You have 7 days from this date to buy one bottle of any of our amazing supplements, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the list goes on and on, Ultimate Life Force, and get a bottle absolutely free. But you gotta be a VIP. But that's the best part. This catch is a great deal. You spend $30 a month being a subscriber, you cancel any time, and you get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers just sent to you, and you can cancel any time. So you make $10 by becoming a subscriber, you can cancel any time. This is only running for 7 days. Experience Ultramethylene Blue. Experience the other incredible supplements. But also, the buy one, get one free goes for the ball caps, the t-shirts, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Those of you who've ever gotten products, now's the time. It'll blow you away. Get the Methylene Blue, bare minimum, at thealexofstore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get your motor running.
Get out on the highway.
Get out on the highway.
Looking for adventure.
Looking for adventure.
And whatever comes our way.
Whatever comes our way.
All right, Patrick Byrne can tie it all together, and I know he's right because I'm sitting there looking at the same data he's got, but he's got a lot of other sources and research on the ground. So Trump rattles Latin America by weighing using military force. Mexican president comes out and flips out and says U.S. forces are unacceptable. Well, what about the forces of their cartels? What about the millions of dead from fentanyl?
Her election was rigged.
So this is all tied to Mexico, Venezuela, China, all of it. And Trump's given him 6 months to stop. Now he's saying he may hit him with the military. How big a deal is this?
It's a huge deal. We are at the crux. Venezuela has been given the message through these things that they have to go to Russia. Venezuela's military is not set up to fight anybody. It's anybody serious. It is set up to oppress the people and make sure nothing. So that's all.
Paramilitary death squad.
Yeah, we are the Austin police force could take over Venezuela. Setting that aside, they use the actual military. They have this trend to Aragua, and this is how that works. There's a brother-sister couple at the heart of the Venezuelan regime, and they're psychotic. The sister is now the vice president. A decade ago, the brother and sister, they went to a prison in Aragua, and they made a deal that we'll let this gang operate as our heavies on the streets of Venezuela. This is an Iranian strategy. This is what the Iranian government does too. They get like an informal force, thugs, who can do their dirty work for them. They created in southern Venezuela terrorist training camps. They've trained thousands of terrorists and terrorist cell leaders. They move them to Colombia, where there's a dirty general. You know, the FARC now runs Colombia, the narco-terrorists from FARC. They won a dirty election. And a crooked general gave Colombian ID to thousands of these Trinidad Aragua, and they infiltrated here in our country as Colombians. They're actually Venezuelans. The government has all of that. And 2 weeks ago, they declared correctly Trinidad Aragua is a terrorist group in league or taking orders from the government. Any politician who comes out and says, we don't know that, is your enemy. Any politician who says that is your enemy. We absolutely know that. They're trying to confuse you. You're trying to, they're on the wrong side.
We've even had the New York Times earlier this year say, why Trump declaring drug cartels terrorists will be bad for the U.S. economy. They mean for the money laundering operations.
Yeah. It's this New York Times. And so that was declared terrorist group. And then last week, they declared basically the government of Venezuela, which is the Cartel of the Suns. The Cartel of the Suns is the government of Venezuela. They declared that a terrorist group, and then a couple days later, they raised Maduro's bounty to 50. So they are really, there's no way this regime stands, and they will, Venezuela committed an act of war against the United States, as did China, and they're
getting into Shine Bomb. Who's she working for?
She was put in place by Venezuela. In fact, I think I sent you a video about, you may have played it. You may, after my last appearance, there was a, the head of the Maduro, it was either Maduro or Jorge Rodriguez went on television in Venezuela.
No, he admitted that, I was told to do this by Biden.
No, there was another video where he says, these countries that are challenging our good Venezuelan election, I'd love to see you send me your election records. Let's look at Sheinbaum in Mexico, Colombia, Lulu in Brazil, I want you to send me your election records. There's countries in Europe. You send me your election. Well, all the countries he named were the countries that he knew he had rigged their elections.
So he's blackmailing them.
He was basically hinting, broadly hinting, if you make trouble for my election, I'm going to expose that I rigged your election, Sheinbaum. That's what he was saying. Did I ever send you that little video? It's very, he names all the people. He's basically naming the elections he rigged.
What's the headline?
I'll send
Maduro, we'll just see where I know. Maduro demands election records from other countries, something like that?
Well, it was really, I would say, Maduro.
I'm not thinking of the actual headline.
Threatened presidents who challenged his election, he would reveal that he rigged their election. I don't know how you.
That was the headline?
Well.
No, I know what you're saying the video says. I wonder what was the headline?
There wasn't a headline. It was just a video from Venezuelan television where he went on television. And
but I'm sure there was a headline on the video sometime. Obsessed over this. I'm trying to think
I'll
of the
find
video.
It and send it to you again.
Yeah, that's big. So, and that's how corruption works. So, Trump's definitely taking the gloves off with things like federalizing D.C.
Yeah, right on. Right on. We should have pride in our nation's capital. I don't think that homeless people are to be punished, but there's been a general breakdown in civility and an understanding of rule of law. You know, for anything.
Well, they've taken advantage, and then the NGOs that run the homeless make money off of it. They have like barbecue pits out, and they're just injecting drugs right in front of everybody and breaking into our houses. Austin's been turned into a hellhole by these people.
I know. I heard you talking about it.
What about our rights?
I used to come to Austin to see the Grateful Dead whenever they played here. Loved it. You got great. And Austin was such a jewel. I'm talking decades ago. And even 10 years ago, I came here to see
it. It all changed 6 years ago. The NGOs for all the homeless to come here, and now it's like an open toilet.
The thing to know is it's deliberate. People scratch their head saying, why is
this? Oh, no, it was like a light switch.
Yeah, it's why are they doing this? Are they so stupid, and don't they understand the effects of their policies? The answer is they absolutely understand the effects. That's the feature, not a bug. They want to do this to you. And whenever it's the Cloward Piven strategy. They want to destroy everything, and whenever everything's in rubble, they emerge in charge as the...
That's the communist plan. And it's globalist bankers, but using the communist scenario. In closing, how would you grade Trump 198 days or 202 days, whatever it is in?
95%. 95%. He got off to a slower start than I wish he had regarding all this stuff. He signed the right pieces of paper. And said, I want a task force that does this and I want a group that does this. And they never got funded. The deep state was able to block the funding, even though he authorized certain things. None of those groups he authorized ever got a dollar of funding. And they slowed things down for a couple months until finally Tulsi Gabbard stepped in and took the bull by the horns.
I got to say, she is RFK Jr. on health is the Babe Ruth. And then we've got Tulsi Gabbard, the Michael Jordan. We need to protect those people at all costs.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's all Trump's been looking for. It's people that are loyal and do their job. And look, I don't want to judge Pam Bondi, but Kennedy gets a deal to get the floor out of the water. She blocks it. All this stuff goes on. And I'm just really concerned that she's a lightweight. I mean, I don't want to say she's a bad person, but I just don't know if she's got what it takes. How would you grade her versus Patel versus Bongino?
I'd give her a barely passing grade. And that's so far. And that's only because she has finally in the last few weeks, this stuff is happening. But remember about Pam Bondi, and who, I don't want to insult the attorney general, but she worked for a very powerful Florida lobbyist,
Ballard.
She worked there until February.
With the chief of staff of the White House.
Of this year. She worked there until February of this year. Mm-hmm. And you know who hired Ballard after Trump won? Chevron. Chevron and the Venezuelan regime are like this. And Chevron hired Ballard. And what do you know? Ballard, so now Ballard is carrying Chevron's water. And some of these people...
And they carry Pfizer's water.
Yeah. So, you got a lot, so I think that's bad. I think Trump's... however, this stuff is finally happening, so I don't want to jinx it. It's finally happening as it should. It should have happened, I thought, January 21. I thought on January 20th, Flynn said, jokingly, he said, you know, Trump's going to have you, well, Paris skydive into the mall as he's giving his inauguration speech for certain things I did that aren't out yet. I knew that was an exaggeration, but I thought on January 20th I'd start getting some help. You can't believe on January like 21st I was bouncing around on the roof of a catamaran off Bahamas in a terrible storm because I was setting up to smuggle some people into the United States. I got no help until about March 10th because there are so many people within the government who are blocking everything Trump is doing. I wish Trump would replace at least the top 1,500 with, you know, there's all kinds of military.
Yeah, we need a real purge.
Yeah. There's people from Green Berets who go on to Wall Street. They learn Wall Street and such. They learn finance. Let them come and staff the Treasury building. Let we restaff the top of the government out of the Green Beret.
Yeah, let's be clear. We already have a globalist coup. We're not going to fix it playing patty cake.
Yeah. The only book, the only business book that is worth reading, there's two I know of. One's called Good to Great. And a guy did a very interesting study where he found, looked at 30 years out of 15,000 companies, he found 8 that had like had a very mediocre performance, and then they suddenly inflected and did great. And he looked at what those new CEOs did, and in every single one, the first thing they do is they decide who gets on the bus and who gets off the bus. You have to clean.
And at first, you fire a whole lot more than you need to just to figure out, because suddenly when you find out, oh, this isn't getting done, this person was doing their job, then you bring them back.
Yeah. Or, well, there's different ways, different styles of doing it. But the problem is I can tell from personal experience, I should have had, I think there should have been a lot more focus being paid attention to the materials that had been surfaced. From February 1st, people I know, I have former prosecutor who works with me. She said if they'd hired her, she could have had people in jail February 1st. Trump was still not quite gloves off enough. Now that he understands the full picture and Tulsi's doing what she should do, I mean, she when the ball got shifted to her, she took the ball and ran with it, and it is over the goal line. Trump's the light bulb.
Yeah, he's got to worry about Ratcliffe. Ratcliffe had access to all that when he was in her job. And didn't do anything.
Can I tell you, it's shown in my movie that Mike Flynn made about my little side career. I briefed Radcliffe. In 17 months into the Trump administration, I briefed Radcliffe, who was on the Nunes Committee. I briefed him. I was in the middle of the Hillary Clinton investigation. I had bribed Hillary. I was in the middle of the Russian investigation. I explained that it was all a hoax. It had been a hoax from the beginning. This is before they even arrested Maria Butina. He had all that 17 months into the Trump administration, and for the entire first administration, he temporized, he backpedaled. He said, we can't do anything now, Patrick, because of this, and we got to wait until the sun rises in the west, and we got to boil the ocean, and then we're going to be able to do something.
Well, let's do a commercial-free, like, two-hour show soon, a podcast. We'll do it live, but also put out. People love those. You can send me all your exhibits, like 20, 30 things, whatever you want. We'll just go, you do it remote, boom, 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 boom. Patrick Byrne, always amazing. Huge news you broke with the CIA through USAID and Soros, with the CHICOM still in the 2020 election. That fits in everything Tulsi Gabbard's put up. We posted those documents.
You're exclusive. The only guy who has those documents.
Now the world's got them. It's a real Alex Jones on X. That's so massive. I want to go to Mike Benz talking about just a snapshot of the CIA and Disney World, how that worked. And then we're going to go to Dr. Kirk Elliott a little bit in the next hour on all the economic stuff. And then Kyle Serafin, FBI whistleblower, on the purge at the FBI. A lot of bad guys are getting kicked out that he's helped spotlight, but also some good guys are getting caught up in it. He's got a lot of exclusive information, the latest Epstein information as well, after Kirk Elliott leaves us. Let's go to this quick thing from Mike Benz, and then we will... go to Dr. Kirk Elliott. Dr. Patrick Byrne, thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.
Great job. All right, we'll be right back.
Well, of course, the CIA legal eagle who set up all these offshore banks for the CIA was the architect of the CIA banking superstructure. Then when he retired from the CIA, he became the general counsel of Disney. And he created Disney World by secretly acquiring all of the land for Disney World. The same way he went and bought up giant tracts of farmland to run CIA covert ops and training grounds and hillside guerrillas in Cambodia and Laos. He took that same set of skills to build Disneyland in Florida. Disney World and its tangled web with CIA ops. Let's see if they talk about Hallowell here. There you go. When Walt Disney envisioned Disney World, he needed a lot more land. Orlando, Florida was ideal, but Disney didn't just walk up to landowners to acquire his acres. Instead, he hired two notoriously shady men, Paul Hallowell, who ran CIA operations in the Eastern Pacific, Southeast Asia, Cambodia, Laos, Vietnam, and Bill Donovan, the head of the OSS, to acquire the land in Florida. With their help, with the help of the CIA, Disney could not only keep the land costs low, but also retain total control over it in perpetuity. First, to get the land as cheaply and discreetly as possible, the CIA's founder, effectively, the guy who created the OSS, Bill Donovan, and his law firm created numerous shell companies through which the property could be purchased. Same set of skills as Jeffrey Epstein. And he orchestrated a disinformation campaign to keep the locals from determining that it was Disney who was buying up the land. Otherwise, the residents would be asking for a lot more money because they could hold out. That's how you acquire 27,000 acres secretly. But how could Walt Disney Company maintain control of such a large piece of private property, 27,000 acres? That's when the CIA's... Now, they say CIA is spy, but Paul Hallowell primarily did financial transactions. He set up Castle Bank and Trust. Is it spy, really? I would think of it as the CIA banker. CIA banker lawyer. Corporate lawyer, like me. That's when CIA corporate lawyer Paul Hallowell came into the picture. His answer, create phantom cities where the property was located, install a compliant government, and just make your own rules. Is that the most CIA thing you've ever heard? Is that not the most CIA thing you've ever heard? How do we retain permanent control over such a huge territory of land? Well, you declare an autonomous zone, you install a puppet government, and make sure the puppet government just does whatever you, the corporation, Disney, want in perpetuity. And if this little puppet local government decides they ever want to change the local tax rate or pass some local regulations that might hurt Disney's bottom line, we will regime change the mayor. And I got just the guys to do it. So the cities of Bay Lake were created, and hand-picked Disney employees moved in to control the voting. Is this not the most CIA story you've ever heard? To control the voting! They're rigging the elections! It made Disney World exempt from zoning and land use laws, and public money generated within the parks would stay in the business. But that's where you make the big bucks. Look, the CIA director only makes like $200,000 a year. You make more as like a first-year corporate lawyer associate. How does Paul Hallowell get to put his kids through private school? Not working for the CIA. It's what you do after. Taking your Rolodex, the people you know, your relationships, your little national security secrets you learn along the way, which are very useful in the competitive world of international business.
All right, Dr. Kirk Elliott joins us a little bit in the next hour, then Kyle Serafin, FBI whistleblower, on the purge of the FBI. He's got the left so upset. Some good's happening, but also some bad. And he continues to, you know, target these deep state operatives, and they're getting removed finally because Trump is on a rampage. Dr. Kirk Elliott is an economist. He owns the most successful gold and silver brokerage in North America because he hands down has the best service and best deals. And he's a sponsor of the show, but he's also an economist and really smart. So I've been wanting to get him on last week, but he couldn't come on. And now even more developments have happened, so my head's kind of spinning. The big war with the Federal Reserve, the Fed chairman blaming Trump for the recession that they're hoping is going to happen, all of this insane stuff, Trump coming out and saying you can put Bitcoin and other things in 401ks. So it's a very, very tumultuous time, to say the least. The question is Trump successful? Yes. Will it be successful enough, or will it be a day late and a dollar short? So be sure and also go to KEPM.com/gold. You go to /gold. That's support for us. Wholesale gold and silver. You can look at the price every day, get it, sell it back with no fee. Nobody big or reputable has that. Quite frankly, gold and silver is the place to be other than Bitcoin. And the problem is in a water hole in Africa, where you've got the gazelles and everybody eating and getting water, you're going to have the lions. You're going to have the hyenas. So, and I'll just say this with pleasure. Or like, oh, we're the best. Come here. Anybody selling you this numismatic or any of this crap, they're ripping you off. You want gold and silver wholesale, KPM.com/gold, 720-605-3900. They can roll over your financial instruments into gold and silver as well. The only thing performing anywhere near this is Bitcoin. Gold and silver is the king. And we'll also look at the numbers on that. So, Dr. Elliott, I got to you late. I apologize. Patrick Byrne was just dropping major bombshells here with the CIA through China stealing the 2020 election. That backs up what Gabbard said. So huge. Where do you want to start here? You sent me a lot of huge stuff.
Well, let's just start, with Trump's wins, right? Because he's been doing so much, Alex. And your viewers are understanding that mainstream media America, they're not getting the immenseness of these wins. So, first of all, let's take a little step back in history and watch how the progression of this happened, because it's fascinating, right? So first, and we've got a little video that we can watch. It's like a minute long of Jerome Powell blaming Trump for the recession that's going to come, right? And there's a reason why he says that.
So he's doing the policy openly that'll cause a recession. The same central bank that owns the Federal Reserve owns the EU. They got interest rates. And he wants a recession to hurt Trump. And now, by saying it's coming, he's hoping to kill the recovery in its cradle. Here it is.
And so I think what we're seeing now is substantial amounts of tariff revenue being collected on the order of $30 billion a month, which is substantially higher than before. And the evidence seems to be mostly not paid, paid only to a small extent through exporters lowering their price. And companies or retailers, sort of people who are upstream, institutions that are upstream from the consumer, are paying most of this for now. Consumers are, it's starting to show up in consumer prices, as you know, in the June report. We expect to see more of that. And we know from surveys that companies feel that they have every intention of putting this through to the consumer. But, the truth is they may not be able to in many cases. So I think we're just going to have to watch and learn empirically how much of this and over what period of time. I think we've learned that the process will probably be slower than expected at the beginning, but we never expected it to be fast. We think we have a long way to go to really understand exactly how it will be. So that's how we're thinking of it right now.
So translating that, what are we dealing with?
So translating that, number one, he says, hey, these tariffs that Trump has are a little bit more effective than what we thought, bringing in income. Yes, of course. But he said, we don't really know what to do about it. So we're just going to hold. This is going to take longer than what we thought. And in the end, companies are going to stop absorbing the tariffs, and because he claims that they're doing that now, which maybe they are, maybe they aren't, right? But ultimately, Trump, this is going to win. He's going to have all these big, massive gains of tariff income coming from other countries. And so what is Jerome Powell saying? He's saying, well, ultimately, this is going to pass on to the consumers, and they're going to be paying for all these tariffs, not the other countries. It's like, okay, What you just said is there's going to be a recession. If you think there's going to be a recession, then why don't you lower interest rates? He's speaking out of both sides of his mouth because he's trying to.
And
really,
you were hearing
really
economics speak. Some people may not have figured that out. He's not an economist. Let's come back and explain that. We're going to Kirk Elliott straight ahead. Break down what's coming next.
I'm cutting this on July 30th, 2025. That means you've got 7 days to take advantage of one of the biggest sales in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. If you buy any of our amazing supplements, the Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, all of the great products are there right now. Buy one already discounted, get the very same bottle, the very same product, absolutely free, but it's only running for 7 days. When you're a VIP for $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special discounts, and more. That's how you take advantage of the buy one, get one free. This is only for VIP members, but anybody going to the store should be a VIP because you get $40 for subscribing for $30 a month. You make money on that, and you can cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for your support. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection at TheAlexJonesStore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. It's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C gummies are back in stock at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Now, we know it's that time of the year where everybody's getting sick. We've got the CDC and the WHO coming out and warning of the bird flu. We've got this virus that's breaking out in China right now, and we know that the government and the deep state are gearing up for the next pandemic. Even Hotez has come out and said that there's a litany of viruses that are going to be launched across the globe as soon as Donald Trump is president of the United States again. So fight back by fighting for your health and not giving in to the vaccine mandates which they have in store for us. Please check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C gummies right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C+. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C, supports healthy iron levels, promotes cellular health, and supports blood oxygen levels while being GMO and gluten-free. So check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty, it's Alex Jones.
Sydney Sweeney has been making waves because the only thing worse than being talked about is not being talked about. So in a world that only sees black and white, maybe, just maybe,
You were born to be blue. Looks good on you. Sydney Sweeney has great methylene blue jeans.
Alex Jones has good jeans. In fact, there's only one thing better than Alex's jeans. Alex's jeans on methylene blue. Just look at those pecs. That charm. The focus. Get your methylene blue now at thealexjonesstore.com and make good jeans great again.
The stuff the crew comes up with. All right, you know, Dr. Elliott, there really is this paradox with Trump 37, 38 days ago with the fiasco with the Epstein stuff. And then everything else is, you know, we didn't like the Iran thing, obviously, but they're telling Ukraine, take it or leave it. He's made a new incredible statement we'll get to in a little while. He's beating the Chi-Coms. He's got the biggest tax cuts in modern history. He is about to abolish the IRS, basically the income tax. He's speeding up removing people. J.D. Vance says, no, the indictments are coming. And he isn't somebody who would just say that. I mean, this is really amazing. And I love Trump supporters being purists, and I am too. I'll criticize Trump all day long when he's wrong. But we also need to focus on the positive. So you sent me a giant stack of developments and documents and economy. When you say Trump is winning massively, what are you talking about?
So, we go back with what Powell said, that there's going to be a recession that is going to be Trump's fault, right? So then, that's point number one. What happens in point number two? Powell is trapped, right? Rates have to come down, but how? Yeah, he has to lower them, but he's not going to. And then he says, well, boy, I can't be fired. And can the president get rid of him? Can Congress get rid of him? Well, maybe if there's ethical or immoral or fraudulent activity, whatever, right? So we don't know if he's going away or not. So here's where Trump, I think, you know, there's more ways to skin a cat, as the saying would go, right? So maybe Powell stays, maybe he doesn't. Focus on something different, which is point number three. Kugler, who was a board of governors governor on the Federal Reserve Board of Governors, there's seven of them. She resigned. Well, where is Kugler going to go? She wants to go back to Georgetown to be a professor. So now there's a vacancy. It's like, maybe if I can stop fighting Powell, this is what I would be thinking if I were Trump. And maybe we just get people who will actually vote to lower interest rates and help Americans and get the economy growing again, get them spending again, create more revenues. Maybe we could put someone in Kugler's spot, which who did he say he wants to put in there? Stephen Miron. Stephen Miron is the head of the Council for Economic Advisors, basically Trump's chief economist that's talking to him. He wrote the Mar-a-Lago Accord about devaluing the U.S. dollar. He's very pro-tariff. You're going to get somebody in there who, Alex, might be the deciding vote to actually lower interest rates, because seven of these people vote on whether you're going to lower rates or raise rates, whether you're going to print money or pull money out of circulation, whether you're going to increase the reserve requirement or not. The three big things that the Fed does. So it's like, wow, we can actually get somebody in there that's going to lower interest rates as they vote, and we don't have to focus on stinking Powell, who's not doing anything except hurting America. So then, what else does Trump do? It's like, he's doing exactly what we elected him to do, which is really start draining the swamp, fixing things. Like you had mentioned just a few minutes ago, possibly abolishing the IRS. Well, who did he just abolish? The head of the IRS, right? It's like, okay, temporary replaces the head of the IRS, you know, with Treasury Secretary Bessent. It's like, why? Would he want to do that? Well, you know, there's been talk of maybe we eliminate taxes for everybody who makes under $200,000 a year or less, right? It's like, maybe there was opposition there. Who knows, right? We're going to find out. Truth always comes out. But the point is, he's getting everything done that he's setting out to. And then, Alex, it gets even better. So via an executive order, You know, what did Trump say was now allowed in 401ks? And this is where we start to hit the economy. And crypto, private equity, real estate, other assets are now available in 401ks finally, right? So like clients of mine that we've been able to put physical gold and silver in IRAs for a long time. You could put real estate in IRAs for a long time, never in 401ks. So what is Trump now doing? He's saying, look, America, you know, you have had these retirement vehicles, but not an awful lot of choice, not an awful lot of financial freedom. So in one fell swoop, we don't know about physical gold and silver yet. I haven't seen the exact language, but what we do know is crypto, private equity, real estate, other assets can be allowed in 401ks. So what is this going to do to the markets? This is very critical. Is when you've got things like people in their heart, in their gut, to say, I don't trust the banks. I don't necessarily trust the government. I want something different. Here's the paradigm shifting moment where people are going to start moving 401k assets, in my opinion, into crypto. But you're limited on the amount of contributions you can make. So where's that money going to come from? Existing assets you have in your 401k, which means they have stocks. They have bonds. I think people are going to start selling their stocks and bonds, reallocating into crypto. Huge, massive boost, right, for the whole crypto space, whether it's Bitcoin, Ethereum, Solana, XRP. So the globalists
have planned to trap us in the stock market and in U.S. bonds, but Trump is creating a whole new boom economy and an escape pod.
A whole new one. I mean, this is again, it took somebody with business foresight, somebody that doesn't really care what other people think, and saying, you know what, these bankers, these brokerage houses that have controlled everything for so long and didn't give Americans the freedom that they deserve and actually allowing them to choose what they want in their 401ks and their hard-earned retirement plans, he's saying, let's go to alternative asset classes. Now, the bigger picture to that, to me, is the pendulum shift away from the established order of things that we've seen in the past, where a normal broker would say, hey, Kirk, hey, Alex, you know, when stocks stink, you go into bonds, and bonds stink, you go into stocks. And that was really the only thing that you had. But what about when they both stink together at the same time? Well, this is where moving into this direction, the choice that people are going to have to be the own captains of their destiny financially, right? This is an amazing thing that Trump is doing. Now, it is going to put all eyes on the stock market, which I think is actually going to come down, because if people can move into other choices, well, they're going to have to pull the money from somewhere. That'll put selling pressure on it, but other things are going to go up, right? And here's where alternative asset classes, tangible asset classes, should be the net recipient of a ton of demand. And we already have low supply and high demand in tangible assets like gold and silver. But here's where what Trump just did, Alex, is a game changer for the financial industry moving forward.
How does that feed into a crypto reserve and partially backing the currency with crypto and or gold? You've been talking about that. We're seeing more and more signs of that happening.
Yeah, well, it fits right in, right? So when Trump actually, with the Genius Act, with the Stablecoin Act, said, hey, let's allow for stablecoins, right? Which is, to me, to simplify it to its core, you know, since the Federal Reserve Act, you can't print money, right? You can't have your own money. You have to have only this fiat-based money that's issued by the full faith and credit in the United States, which is really not that. It's just money that's printed by the Fed, right? So, but now with the stablecoin, you said, well, we'll still have the U.S. dollar, but private companies can issue it, whether it's Tether, you know, with USDT or Circle or Trump's USD1 or PayPal with their stablecoin. Gemini has a stablecoin, which is a cryptocurrency that's attached to a currency, a sovereign currency, right? So basically, to me, that's almost like the privatization of money. When you open up that door, what about having other tokens that are backed by any other real world asset? whether it's precious metals or whether it's real estate or whether it's stocks and bonds and other securities. You can attach anything to a token in the crypto universe. And what did that, what does this do? With what Trump just did, he's basically pulling the control away from the central bankers and their central bank digital currency and the command and control and the ability to cut you off from your money based on your ideology to a more decentralized blockchain. And I know that I'm going to have people throw rotten fruit at me and rotten tomatoes saying, Gert, just because it's decentralized doesn't mean that it's private and this is not anything better than CBDCs. Yes, it is. You're wrong, people who tell me that. Because when you have decentralized blockchain, yeah, you might be investing in a token, Bitcoin, Solana, Ethereum, XRP, or a stable coin, which would be a US dollar-backed token. You're away from the central bank, the centralization of it.
Well, let's stop right there. We know the big private central banks are against this. And we know they're going after Trump, and he is, that's, I was about to ask a question. Trump is literally decentralizing. This is a revolution.
It's a massive revolution. For the first time since 1913, Alex, imagine having a country that won't be able, you won't be able to be debanked. And Trump just addressed the debanking.
And he just signed
issue.
A bunch of executive orders on that. Yeah. Because it happened to him.
Yeah. Where because of your politics or because of your religion or because of any kind, you can be debanked for probably any reason under the sun. Well, you can't be debanked because of your religion or your politics anymore, right? So this is where when you move into a decentralized finance world, you're getting away from government control of everything. See, when you have something that's centralized like CBDC, the biggest thing is they know. Everything about the source of your funds, the use of funds, what you're spending on, what your ideology is, what your preferences are, what your habits are. And if they don't like anything about you, they can cut it off, right? Which has been the attractiveness of physical gold and silver for the longest time because it was getting out of the system. It wasn't digital. But now, with what Trump did, he just added a whole nother bucket to that list of amazing things that you can go to. It's not just gold and silver, but it could be decentralized cryptocurrency, right, that gets you away from the CBDC world. And to me, there's prophetic underpinnings to this. There's when you talk about Mark of the Beast and, you know, written in Revelation in the Bible, or you just talk about options away from central bank control that are going to put literally people's legacies into their own hands for the first time in 100+ years. Yes, Alex, I'm excited about these massive wins that Trump is doing that mainstream media is going to say either he's not winning or he's an idiot or that he's just masquerading as a control freak because this is still control. It's like, no, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not.
Yeah, the whole system has been about selling us out with trade. This is a real revolution, and I think overall Trump's doing a good job explaining that on this front. But what about the bad news? 120 million square feet, store closings in the U.S., on pace to set a new record high in 2025. You know, Trump's up against a lot of headwinds here. Overall, he's getting his agenda through. It's showing a lot of success. If we had the interest rate cuts, you know, I think it would have been a sure in to not go through. I think we're already in a recession, as you've said, but not go into a depression. What's the other issues we're dealing with, though, on the problem side?
Well, so the problems that we're seeing here where they're real legitimate problems that need to be dealt with, and they have to be dealt with now. Because what we're looking at is a job market that's horrible. I mean, you look at the number of new jobs that were created last week. It was like in 75,000, right? But they were expecting well over 300,000. Literally, the economists at the government were over 250,000 jobs off on their projections. Like, who's that bad? Who can be that bad of a forecaster? But so this isn't Trump's doing. This is what I want people to understand. When you're looking at policy, this is the aftermath of the Biden economy. But Biden's not going to get the blame for this one because he's not in office anymore. It's going to be Trump because he's sitting there. He's holding the bag. But all of these policies that we're seeing enacted, the fruit on the tree right now, the bad economy, the job losses, the poor economic growth, the declining GDP, this is all function of Bidenomics, because these lagging indicators, these action effects are 12 to 18 months delayed from the time that they were implemented. That's when you see the fruit on the tree. Well, Trump hasn't been in office for a year. He's still dealing with the Biden economy. Give it another year, Alex, and then Trump is going to have to answer for how the economy looks then. But here's the thing. He doesn't have another year. Yes, he does. He has like 3.5 years left. No, he doesn't. The midterms are coming up next year. If he doesn't fix the economy in the next 5 months or so, people are going to start voting with their wallets. This is why these headwinds are massive.
And that's why I want to be clear with listeners. I know most of them are extremely smart and are dialed in. You know, some aren't really economically savvy. They're savvy in some areas, but others. We're at the end of an old financial order. They had a plan for a global collapse, and then they would use social unrest to control people and bring in a central bank digital currency and social credit scores and universal basic incomes. That was the plan of the Great Reset. Trump is trying to block that and doing the best job he can, according to you and many other economists. I respect my own layman's understanding of it. So people do understand the stakes here. This is not like a normal recession or depression. This is the choice about the new systems we're going to live under.
Yeah. And talk about a new system. You know, we've been talking, Alex, for a couple of years now about on and off how they need to revalue gold. And at the Federal Reserve, they value gold at like $42 an ounce, which is stupid. Right, it's like,
and why you've been predicting that's going to be Trump's big move. If he just pegged it to what it actually is at spot, how much revenue would that create, and how much of the deficit would that knock off?
Well, it would knock off. You're looking at 500 and something million versus over $1 trillion right away, like literally right away. But then you see gold moving to over $5,000 an ounce, which it's projected to do. Well, what's $5,000 an ounce times 8,500 tons? You're looking at trillions of dollars that is there that they can use to back the currency, that they can use to loan out against, that they can use that excess growth to answer your previous question of how would you potentially fund a Bitcoin reserve? Well, how about you revalue gold? You're not printing any more money. You just have more value because they've arbitrarily lowered it for so long. But this is fantastic for the people that own gold. Now, how close are we? Well, we've been talking about it for 2 years. The Fed just last week posted an article on the Federal Reserve website by one of their research staffers, not just the staffer, but like by the head of their research department, about revaluing gold to mark to market, meaning they're going to get rid of the $42 an ounce arbitrary number and say gold is worth what it's worth, which is like $3,400 an ounce at today's prices. This is going to create trillions of dollars of assets that can be used for growth, right? So when I look at this, I'm thinking, okay, this is going to be amazing. This is truly amazing if we get back to the things and the ideas that like Congressman Ron Paul have been fighting for years and people at the Mises Institute and wanting real tangible money, right? And looking at currency as what the founding fathers envisioned it, gold and silver coinage, not government fiat, something that's printed out of thin air. Trump is getting us there. And now on the Fed, they're actually confirming what you and I have been talking about for years, Alex, for years. And it's finally hitting mainstream because they know that there's no way out.
Well, let me ask you about this. Just while you've been on, Trump put a post on Truth Social and X saying there'll be no tariffs on gold. I guess that's countering statements by the Federal Reserve, trying to, I guess, dampen gold prices. So it looks like, as a layperson, correct me if I'm wrong, Trump's trying to secure gold, not that it needs much help. A statement from Donald John Trump, President of the United States of America, gold will not be tariffed. What does that mean?
So last week, I mean, this is, I was waiting for this to come out, right? Because last week, there was a 39% tariff put on Switzerland, right? In Trump's tariff wars against the world, and he's winning. Well, what does that do? Basically, it was assumed there's going to be an exemption on gold and silver that's bullion coming into the country. Well, for whatever reason, Customs, U.S. Customs House, and Border Patrol said, wait a second, these 100-ounce bars of gold and kilo bars of gold coming in from Switzerland, we're going to still tax them. Well, what did this cause in the markets? Actually, complete upheaval in the banking industry, and gold and silver were going through the roof, like literally through the roof, in anticipation of this. And so what started happening? Well, when people knew that there was going to be a tariff on gold, they started at the, what's called request for physical. So RFP, basically hedge funds and banks and massive institutions were saying, rather than having our futures contract expire, right, and us just paying, just taking the profit from it in paper, we want physical delivery. It's like, okay, this is going to be wild.
So I was seeing it as him wanting it to stay stable and not see it as too volatile because it could go up too much and then have a problem. But you're saying it almost sounds like Trump was doing the opposite. Well, what do you think his reason for doing that was?
So I think it was brilliant, actually. So what that would do, though, is massively destabilize the banks because they have too many paper short positions to the tune of hundreds of
thousands. So he had to do it to protect the banks.
No, he had to do it to bring economic power back to America, right? So the first
sure, one, by making gold stable, it helps us.
Yeah, so there's two competing thoughts here. The first one is the original tariff on Switzerland that dehypothecates, not rehypothecates, meaning the hypothecation where people are taking gold and they're releasing it out, selling it to others, they're basically using it on loan, making money hand over fist, by basically saying, hey, we're going to put a tariff on this Swiss gold. You're bringing power back to America, but that was going to destabilize the banks, right? So because the banks have all these short positions, and they were going to have to borrow money to actually pay for the gold to actually be delivered to people because they didn't have it. It exposed to me the entire
sure,
system.
Sure, so I get it. He always has really smart financial advisors. So he was jerking the chain or was a stress test?
Well, mm-hmm. I think so. I think he was jerking. So what this did, though, when he did that, it exposed the weakness in the system. It exposed that all of these banks have massive amounts of short positions to the tunes of hundreds of ounces of paper for every 1 ounce of deliverable metal. That's not good. That's unsustainable. So when they freaked out over the last few days and said, wait a second, this is going to cause London to come crashing down. The banks don't have this money. They don't have enough money to lend to pay off this gold that they have to buy. So that exposed to me the system. And then what Trump did is he said, okay, just now, right, while we're recording, said, okay, we're not going to put tariffs on gold and silver. Well, the price had already run up through the ceiling expecting the tariff, so you might see.
Oh, we got to go to break. Let's come back because I'm pretty smart and I pay attention. I'm not an economist like you, but I'm following you, but barely. So, and I know the audience, some are smarter than me, but probably not most. I got a headache at this point. I know you know what you're talking about. So land the plane when we come back. This is crazy. So my first instinct was right. It was about stabilization. We'll go to break and come back with this. Speaking of stabilization, folks, we're only here because of your support. They had a court hearing Wednesday trying to shut down a state court. Yeah, I'm fighting them and blocking them and everything. It takes a lot of money to take on the Democrats. And yeah, the cavalry's coming. They are under criminal investigation, according to my sources. But we need funds to stay on the air. Plus, the products are really great. You saw our guest earlier go, my God, I thought the Methylene Blue was a snake. Well, this is the best thing in my life. Well, Methylene Blue's great. We got the best. Get it right now, the very best, at thealexshowstore.com. There's a bunch of other big sales there right now on the Trench Battle Daggers.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm cutting this on the afternoon of July 30th, 2025. You have 7 days from this date to buy one bottle of any of our amazing supplements, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the list goes on and on, Ultimate Life Force, and get a bottle absolutely free. But you got to be a VIP. But that's the best part. This catch is a great deal. You spend $30 a month being a subscriber, you cancel any time, and you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers just sent to you, and you can cancel any time. So you make $10
by becoming a subscriber, you can cancel anytime. This is only running for 7 days. Experience ultramethylene blue. Experience the other incredible supplements. But also, the buy one, get one free goes for the ball caps, the t-shirts, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Those of you who've ever gotten products, now's the time. It'll blow you away. Get the methylene blue, bare minimum, at thealexofstore.com.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, this is really funny because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. It's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Oh, we gotta get Dr. Kirk Elliott back up for, gosh, I'm gonna do a special show for like 2 hours commercial free just to go through all this, because this guy's a smart economist and in real life business he's got the most successful gold and silver brokerage firm in North America because he's got the best deals. Not just some, you know, academic, he actually proves it in business as well. He is dead on, and I'm pretty versed in the economy, you know, in general stuff. I understand how a lot of it works, but this was very complex what he was just getting into. And so just talk to me like I'm 5 years old, Dr. Elliott.
Yeah.
Just sum up what's happening here.
So it's almost like Trump used this to expose that the emperor has no clue.
I got it.
Yeah, so when you have these tariffs, now I'm speculating, right? But I'm thinking about what he just did, and I think it's absolutely brilliant. So you put these tariffs on Switzerland, who has gold bars coming into America. It's like all these banks, massive banks, have massive amounts of short positions. What do? They're afraid prices are going to go up a lot because there's going to be a 39% tariff. So they start unwinding their short positions. Now all the world sees how much they actually have and how much they've been manipulating, because the amount of shorts that were out there are insane. They're absolutely through the roof, not enough
physical silver. And then he comes and saves them, showing them he's got his thumb on them. That makes perfect sense.
Yep. Yeah, so now there's not going to be
a banking crisis. Trump doesn't have 10D chess on some issues. I know that he admits that. He said he didn't know. You know, he's learned a lot. When it comes to the economy and his advisors, he is playing 10D chess.
Oh, he absolutely is, because now he inadvertently, I think he knew what he was doing, exposed the fallacy of the banking system and how they've been rigging this for so long. And so now
it's like taking somebody out of a helicopter and saying, we can throw you out of a helicopter. He kind of took him up and said, you want to be thrown out of the helicopter?
Yeah. But here's the exciting part. It's like, okay, people are kind of bummed. They said, well, man, we were expecting these tariffs on gold and silver and the prices are going to go up. It's like, you know what? The whole world just saw how little supply there was and how leveraged these banks are. And there is no supply to cover the demand. And so prices are going to go up anyway.
Absolutely. But we don't want, explain people as an economist. I'm not equipping them wrong. We don't want too fast a rise. That's too volatile. Explain people. That's not good.
That's not good, because the Fed rate cuts that will be coming, especially with Stephen Miron in there as a vote, right? Trump's going to get his way, the lower interest rates. What does that do? Well, that's going to stoke inflation a little bit, but gold and silver, real estate's going to go up. Asset classes are going to go up. Stock and bond market will go up. Crypto will go up. So you don't want it to go up too incredibly fast, knowing that there's going to be increases coming when you lower interest rates. See, if you
That's
have
called
this
overheating,
massive,
correct?
It's massively overheating, and ultimately you overheat too quick, you're going to have a big pull-off, a big correction, a sell-off of sorts. So this kind of growth is much more stable. But what's so brilliant about it, you've got the stable growth plus exposing the system for what it is, which is corrupt and evil and using leveraged debt to keep the economy afloat. So when I boil this down to what is Trump really trying to do, A, expose the darkness, B, get us away from leveraged debt to keep the economy afloat, and put it back into the hands of the American public spending.
Yeah, translate that, a bunch of naked shorting and stuff to manipulate things.
Well, so naked shorting means you're selling something that you don't own. well, that's stupid, right? It's like, but it's very stupid, but you can do that in the futures market, which is if it goes in the wrong direction, you lose money hand over fist. See, if they owned that, they could write a covered call. I mean, I don't want to get too complex, but if you own something and you put a futures contract on it, it limits your risk. If you put a futures contract on something you don't own, the risk could be unlimited.
And so are you predicting we're going to see a lot less naked shorting after Trump just jerked their chain?
Yep, because they were exposed. The emperor has no clothes. We just saw it.
Who do you think the big genius is? Is it Bessent or is it Ludnick or both of them?
I actually think it's both of them. I think they're both absolute geniuses. Trump has done a really good job on
surrounding. No kidding. Well, 60 seconds. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione. And just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Well, with the headwinds he's got of high interest rates and what he was handed, Trump is doing an A-plus job. But, you know, too late, Jerome Powell, who's out there trying to, you know, float, Trump's going to cause a recession. We're already in one, folks. I should have told you. We should all be betting on Trump and his economic advisors. In closing, Dr. Elliott, when we look at the other financial news, U.S. inflation drops 1.67% while the labor market weakens. Powell's trapped. We've also got some of these other things happening. What are the main indicators you're seeing in the economy? Because we know the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics about the fakest numbers ever for Biden, and then over, they claim over projected some for Trump, but I don't even trust them. I don't even know what the truth was. When you look at all the economic surveys and things you see, what was she dialing it back to hurt, or had she gotten it wrong and overdone it? I see Trump fired her because she's such a damn liar. We need, you know, real numbers there, but is the system so corrupt that can they even get real numbers in the federal government?
I don't know if they can. It's been corrupt for a long, long time. You know, especially on the inflation numbers ever since Clinton. And the Boskin Commission in 1996, they've been fudging the numbers to lower the official inflation rate, right? Because made so many government expenditures were tied to it. So you look at like what Jerome Powell is doing. That number that you just stated, inflation at 1.something%, but yet interest rates are still in the sixes.
Yeah, 1.67.
In no world would that make sense.
Yeah, for those who don't know, with way higher inflation, they cut interest rates for the Democrats.
Yes. Yeah. So when you've got that, the interest rates have to come down. That inflation number and interest rates should be closer together. right? But they're not. And Powell's been artificially keeping those. So I look at that.
Yeah, where should interest rates, according to the classic Keynesian model, which I know is a fraud, but what we're based on, what should interest rates be according to that?
Well, interest rates should be at whatever causes unemployment to minimize.
So you're saying it should be at 2%?
Yeah, it could be at 2%. This is their inflation targeting goal is 2%. Now, are they ever going to get there? Well, they fudge the numbers. We don't know what their inflation number really is. I can tell you, this is what my dissertation was on. A pretty good model of measuring that should have inflation at about 10 to 12% right now. 10 to 12, which means you have to act, and your wallet will tell you that. Your wallet tells you, yeah, it's not 1.67%, right? So really what Powell needs to do, lower interest rates to do what? To actually have a stable currency and have full employment.
Why did Paul Volcker do what he did in the 70s?
Well, because you had interest rates, you had inflation that was so high, like sky high, taxes that were through the ceiling, the highest marginal tax bracket was like 70%, 70, Alex. So the economy stunk, inflation was a ton. How do you slow that down? You jack up interest rates sky high. It slowed down the inflation train. And then once things stabilized, which again was the role of the Fed, is to full employment, stabilization of the money supply and money system, that caused Reagan to then come in and say, okay, look at this problem. It's now stabilized. We're going to lower taxes. We're going to lower interest rates. We're going to create jobs. And he did that and created an economic boom for
over 20 years. And then we'll do a pitch for gold and silver. People are insane if they don't call you. And sorry, you're not going to get pitched numismatics for 50% more than they're worth. You're going to get a free consultation, actually get treated with respect and quality. And you're insane if you don't get gold and silver from Dr. Kirk Elliott. But if Trump is a successful, and I hate to even speak this into existence, I'm not an economist like you, but I study it. I know history. I know what the globalists are saying. We're talking endless permanent depression is the globalist Great Reset plan. I mean, I don't think people understand that aren't cheerleading Trump. The alternative is so hellish. I don't even want to tell people what I think.
Yeah. I mean, it is really, really bad. And you even look at what I think is turns out to be a really good bill, the big, beautiful bill, right? If allowed for Trump to grow the economy, it will pay for it. Without that, and I think the left knows, they just added a lot of deficits. We've added $750 billion since they raised the debt ceiling just since July 4th when this was passed. That's unsustainable. Now, it can be paid off if the economy grows. If the economy goes into a recession stagnation, there's no way that
you can pay that off. Everybody criticizing Trump is kind of like mainline conservatives have ever studied the economy. The only hope is to grow out of this and innovate out of this. If they stall the economy, we are you know what, folks.
Yeah, we're toast. We're absolutely done if you don't grow the economy.
Because we have to blast our way out of this.
Too much debt. Way too much. And they're spending way too much. So. But that can be overcome by growing the economy. Reagan did it, right? Trump can do it too. But they don't want Trump to succeed. Look, Trump wants to get rid of the IRS. Trump wants to make the Federal Reserve irrelevant. Trump wants to bring power back to America, have a sovereign nation rather than a globalist entity. Of course, he's going to have opposition and headwinds that want him to fail, right? But boy, at least he has the tenacity of like nobody I've ever seen other than you. And he is not going to give up on this, and he's going to keep
absolutely
fighting.
Absolutely, Kirk, we're out of time, but give people a pitch. They call the number, they answer your folks, or you answer, leave the name and number. If they don't, you'll call back. You do a free consultation, whether it's raw silver and gold at wholesale, so you know the price every day, or whether people can sell back for no cost. It's unprecedented. You have the very best deals out there. You can also roll over a lot of financial instruments. Give us a 2-minute pitch here.
Yeah, so just be very, very careful. Not all gold is good gold. Not all silver is good silver. There are tons of companies that are going to sell you high-grade, commissioned, collectible, commemorative garbage that you will never recover from. I'm telling you, it's going to take you forever to recover from it, which is why, in simplicity, we just do bullion. 8% when you purchase, 0% when you liquidate. You know what you have to grow to break even. It's not much. It's like 8%, right? And then after that, we're going to help you navigate through this for as long as you want us, for the rest of your life. When to buy, when to sell, when to reallocate. And you know what? You've already paid for your metals. We don't charge for that, right? So I think this is why God's blessed our company, why we've grown so much. Become the largest silver dealer to the retail public in like North America. It's like God's blessed us because we love people and we're fair and we don't sell them junk, right? And so if you have an IRA, non-IRA, cash, you want delivery of it, you want to store it, boy, just give us a call. We'll walk you through it. If you don't understand it, don't do anything until you do. And we'll take the time you need to educate you on everything that you need to know about gold and silver, how they integrate into your existing portfolio, and how you can thrive given everything that we've talked about. Some of it good, some of it bad, some of it cataclysmic, some of it amazing. If you understand these things, you can thrive, and that'll put a smile on your face.
All right, Dr. Elliott, thank you so much. People really need to go to kpm.com/gold or 720-605-3900. Free consultation. You need to take action. Smart move. Thank you, doctor. All right. Kyle Serafin is one of the most famous and been proven right FBI whistleblowers ever. And just in the last few months, he's been spotlighting this high-level director, sub-director at the FBI, who was just ignoring what Kash Patel said, doing whatever he wanted, heading up, you know, all sorts of stuff, J6 persecution, putting in deep staters, doing all this. They put a challenge coin out where he's this FBI agent's really the president at the Resolute desk in the Oval Office. And then there's also the pilot on the plane that was on the Mar-a-Lago raid, and Patel said fire him, and he said no. And we've seen a bunch of others fired. We've seen a bunch of subpoenas, and we've seen a bunch of grand juries open up. And we've got the vice president, I played in the first hour, saying no, a bunch of indictments are coming. I'm not holding my breath, but they've got grand juries open. That's the first time this has happened. So that is all a really big deal. But Kyle was telling me over the weekend and sending me all these links and a whole stack of documents that they're also purging people that are pro-Trump patriots during all of this. So, deep state in panic, group of former national security and FBI officials pen open letter blasting FBI Director Kash Patel over ongoing purge at the Bureau. But, again, this is a big agency and a bigger government. Is part of this purge of bad guys being used as a purge of good guys? Because they haven't, Kyle doesn't want his job back. People like O'Boyle, another hero, he wants his job back. He's been on suspension for years. They haven't brought him back. So, and people say, well, why are we obsessing over the FBI all day? If we don't drain the swamp, you say, well, just abolish these agencies. Okay, well, we're not there. I'm actually would like to see some reorganization or some new agency or get rid of it and start, from the bottom up. Get rid of all the bureaucrats and then create a new agency and bring in people that have a good record of, actually doing their job and having integrity. But we're not there. People are like, well, just abolish it. Well, I'll go for what I can get, kind of like these Federal Reserve board members resigning. And now Trump can very soon, they say by next month, outvote Jerome Powell. Yeah, I saw a great example of this last week. They had DEI at the Secret Service and had all these people that couldn't even, do a chin-up or hit a target with a gun, and they used judges to block their firing. So Trump just said, that's fine. We'll just assign all of these leftist, communist, lard asses to Obama and the Clintons and the Bushes, and now they came out and said, no, we don't want these people. So see, there's different ways to skin the cat here, as Dr. Elliott said earlier when he was on with us, talking about this. So I'm seeing a lot of really good stuff happen on that front. But you know, Kyle has also started spotlighting more people that work for Ray and others that are still, you know, inside the administration, have been involved in a whole bunch of really bad stuff. And I don't see if Kyle's here yet. No, he is here. I'm just getting a blue screen here, so maybe punch it up. That's always a good cue for me. Thanks. Oh, he's in studio. Wow. I forgot he lives in Austin. So no wonder I'm waiting for him to be on the screen. He's in the green room. Folks, I do like 3 hours research for the show. I do 3 hours research at night, and I'm just being hit with so much here that it's my brain is going the other direction now. While we get him in studio, and I can ask him then, hey, what do you want to go to first in this giant stack he sent me? Let's go to this. This ties into the second hour. When I told you if Zelensky doesn't do this deal, it's already agreed to Friday in Alaska, we're cutting off the money and the weapons and they're done. Well, Trump, I was a little bothered by the fact that Zelensky was saying, I have to get constitutional approval. I mean, he's got approval to go into war, kill everybody, but he's approval to do a land swap because there'll be some land swapping going on. Yeah, Zelensky lies. He's a dictator. He does whatever he wants. He's a NATO puppet. And Trump now fully understands this and said at the beginning, if Zelensky isn't reasonable, we'll cut him off. And that's what the vice president said. So let's do this. Let's play Trump's new statement today. And then let's go to J.D. Vance talking about it. And this is what I told you the last few months and last week. I called it. So here's the bottom line. The war is about to end. Or the United States is fully pulling out of it. And who knows what the deep state will do in that situation. So play Trump, then play Vance on that. And then I want to ask Serafin first about grand juries and indictments. He's a pretty big pessimist. I don't blame him. We'll see what his sources say. Play the J.D. Vance clip. We started the broadcast with clip 4 after that. All right. Where's Kyle Serafin on my screen? Oh, he's here. Oh, yeah, he lives here. So we'll play those clips. Kyle Serafin coming in right now. Share the live feed links at Relog Jones on X and Infowars.com/show. Stay with us.
I was a little bothered by the fact that Zelensky was saying, well, I have to get constitutional approval. I mean, he's got approval to go into war and kill everybody, but he needs approval to do a land swap because there'll be some land swapping going on. I know that through Russia and through conversations with everybody to the good, for the good of Ukraine. Good stuff, not bad stuff. Also, some bad stuff for both. So it's good and there's bad. But it's very complex because you have lines that are very uneven. And there'll be some swapping. There'll be some changes in land. And the word that they will use is, they make changes. We're going to change the lines, the battle lines. Russia's occupied a big portion of Ukraine. They've occupied some very prime territory. We're going to try and get some of that territory back for Ukraine. But they've taken some very prime territory. They've taken largely ocean, you know, in real estate we call it oceanfront property. That's always the most valuable property. If you're in a lake, a river, or an ocean, it's always the best property. Well, Ukraine, a lot of people don't know that Ukraine was largely 1,000 miles of ocean. That's gone.
To your point about weapons, what we said to the Europeans is simply, first of all, this is in your neck of the woods. This is in your back door. You guys have got to step up and take a bigger role in this thing. And if you care so much about this conflict, you should be willing to play a more direct and a more substantial way in funding this war yourself. I think the president and I certainly think that America, we're done with the funding of the Ukraine war business. We want to bring about a peaceful settlement to this thing. We want to stop the killing. But Americans, I think, are sick of continuing to send their money, their tax dollars to this particular conflict. But if the Europeans want to step up and actually buy the weapons from American producers, we're okay with that, but we're not going to fund it ourselves anymore.
Do you want to see indictments?
I absolutely want to see indictments, Maria. Look, of course, you've got to have the law follow the facts here. You don't just indict people to indict people. You indict people because they broke the law. But if you look at what Tulsi and Kash Patel have revealed in the last couple of weeks, I don't know how anybody can look at that and say that there wasn't aggressive violations of the law. What they basically did is they defrauded the American people in order to take Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign talking points and turn them into intelligence by defrauding the American people, defrauding the intelligence agencies lying about what the intel said, they would take something that supported a Hillary Clinton campaign talking point, and they would overemphasize it and exaggerate it. They took anything that actually contradicted that narrative, and they buried it deep. And through that, they actually laundered Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign talking points through the American intelligence services. That's a violation of the people's trust. That's a violation of what our intelligence services should be doing. And I absolutely think they broke the law. And you're going to see a lot of people get indicted for that. Here's the thing that should really bother the American people. What do you want our intelligence community to be doing? I want them to be catching bad guys. I want them to be making sure that terrorists aren't going to kill innocent American civilians. I don't want them laundering Hillary Clinton's campaign talking points into the American media and giving them this air of legitimacy. It is sick. And it's disgusting. It hurt the intelligence community. It hurt the American people. And it hurt the first Trump administration. We've got to have consequences for it, or we're just going to see the same play repeated. You're going to see a lot of people get indicted for that.
All right. We got limited time here with Kyle Serafin. I wish we had more time. A famous FBI agent, whistleblower, the KyleSerafinShow.com, KyleSerafinShow.locals.com, Kyle Serafin on X. On Rumble, rumble.com/KyleSerafin, popular podcast every day. Okay, Kyle, we got a lot to cover, so I'm going to try to shut up as best I can. You, since Trump got in, have exposed the bad guys, got a bunch of them fired last week. Now, like, dominoes are falling. The left's all freaking out, calling it a horrible purge. But now you're exposing even more high-powered people that have been bad actors, like Vanessa Tibbetts. We're about to do it all right now. Cash Patel freaking out last week. When he tells this the director to fire people, he refuses. But you were telling me via text and over the phone this weekend that they're also using this purge to go after some really good people, and you're really concerned about that. So give us an overview, and then we'll go to break and come back with it all.
Yeah, so the overview is real simple. The folks inside the Bureau have basically been burning up the word no in front of Dan Bongino and Kash Patel. These are your senior executives. So they've gone forward, and whenever they have like some kind of small thing they want to go do, hey, we'd like to go do this. No, sir, you can't do that. Oh, really? We can't? Why not? And then they'll give some excuse. Then they go and ask for another thing. Hey, we want to do this. So they've kind of done the boy who cries wolf routine. This is the senior executives that sort of, you can call them deep state, administrative state, the people who represent the FBI as, you know, an institution. They've gone forward and burned out the word no. So when they told Cash, hey, you can't just fire a pilot who happened to be the case agent on Mar-a-Lago. He's like, I'm done hearing no. Go do it. And so you got this guy, Brian Driscoll, who by all accounts was a decent guy. What's interesting, Alex, I've got his picture here for your folks.
Yeah, pull up Brian Driscoll.
So Brian Driscoll, and I want to give clarity, he was the guy that you showed at the Resolute Desk. He's the one who had the challenge coin made about him. He was the acting director of the FBI before Cash Patel came in. And by all accounts, was a good teammate, was a great case agent, was a great HRT operator. I knew guys that served on HRT with him, that knew him on the SWAT team in New York. And he did the thing that you actually want people to do when they're an FBI agent, especially when they're an FBI executive, which is that if someone tells you to do something illegal, immoral, or unethical, you say no. The problem is...
But wait, you're the guy that spotlighted him. Now you're like,
Here's the thing that's really interesting. He got pulled into the spotlight because I highlighted there was a pilot. What I didn't say is what you should do about the pilot. What I said is you got a pilot who was the case agent on Mar-a-Lago and is now listening to the director's conversations in the plane. That seems inherently problematic for anybody who understands what's going on. Driscoll did something that's really reasonable. He said you can't just fire him out. Right, you got to create process. This is the same problem I had. I actually don't have any problem with what Driscoll did, but what they did create is this martyr. Because he was already set up. Cash liked him. Cash told me, this is a good guy, Brian Driscoll. And I went, okay, fine, I don't know enough. When I've looked into people in the Bureau, they said, yeah, he's a good guy. But they created him as a folk hero. They've cast him with all these other people who are villainous. The people like Spencer Evans, who was the guy that enforced the COVID tyranny for the FBI. Guys like Steven Jensen, who did architect calling all of the J6ers, you know, terrorists, domestic terrorists, and bumping up stats and all the sort of arrests that they did. So they've lumped him in with this. And I don't think he's one of those guys. But they've created this really big problem. You now have an FBI director that's not willing to hear them say no. And they're not giving good advice. I told you this early on. What the Bureau does is they want to wrap them up and tell them no for all their good ideas and yes for all their bad ideas that keep them chasing their tails. Brian Driscoll was probably, like, he's an incidental firing. I'm going to make this prediction as well. In 3 to 5 years, not only will he get reinstated with back pay and then be allowed to retire, but he'll be vindicated in the courts because what he did was what he's supposed to do. The problem is these guys didn't go about this in the right way. And everything that me and my friends, we wear the upside down badge on purpose, we advised Patel specifically, you've got to do this in such a way that people leave voluntarily. You have to get your senior leadership to leave. You can't just fire them. If you fire them, they will all end up like Peter Strzok and get paid out millions of dollars.
Okay, but just a bit bigger picture. We're hearing there's a purge of bad guys, the left slipping out. But you're saying it's a little more ham-fisted.
It's beyond that. They're actually using my word for just a few people getting cut out there. And these people needed to go. I just think this one might have been like a collateral damage, if you will.
So now you've had time to do more research and...
We got more names.
Well, he's in the remake of Princess Bride, so it's okay.
He's got the right mustache.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that. I'm cutting this on July 30th, 2025. That means you've got 7 days to take advantage of one of the biggest sales in the history of thealexjonesstore.com. If you buy any of our amazing supplements, the Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, all of the great products are there right now. Buy one already discounted, get the very same bottle, the very same product, absolutely free, but it's only running for 7 days. When you're a VIP for $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special discounts, and more. That's how you take advantage of the buy one, get one free. This is only for VIP members, but anybody going to the store should be a VIP because you get $40 for subscribing for $30 a month. You make money on that, and you can cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. pushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
You know, I talked to people that were in the room 4 or 5 months ago whenever Netanyahu came to town and Trump behind the scenes screamed at him. And it was in the news last week that he screamed at Netanyahu again, like, stop saying kids aren't starving. Stop saying you're not murdering them. It's all over TV. You're making us all look bad. Stop it. Netanyahu doesn't care what all his generals say, everything he goes in. That's a separate subject. But I can tell you from people that have been there, Trump has gone from being very stern to yelling at people and saying, it's all over the news. Tulsi Gabbard did her job. We have them. We have Obama admitting they sent the CIA to do this. He wants indictments. And I'm telling you, if Bondi and Patel and Bongino, and I'm not trying to demonize any of them because I don't want to judge somebody not knowing all the angles. I just know this. We have these people and they're not ever going to stop if they don't get in trouble. So I ask you, Kyle Serafin, this was subject that ties into this, but in a little bit of time, we'll get into all the big issues you're breaking right now. I said, do you think that, you know, they finally are impaneling grand juries or finally, you know, not just taking referrals for criminal stuff, they're going out trying to get indictments. Do you think we'll get indictments? And you said,
no, I don't. But I'm rarely disappointed because I always assume the negative. This is just the way that I operate. If I sit there and hope for something like that, I listen to the chairs of Lock Her Up. I listen to Trump winning in November of 2016, and I actually laughed so hard I had tears coming down my face. I was at the FBI Academy when it happened, and I just didn't see it. You know, maybe there's a different guy that's there, and maybe they have the ability to go after it, but you're dealing with D.C. You're dealing with, you know, you're dealing with figureheads that represent something to the American people, because I don't think the American people truly understand how deep the problem is, which is actually...
We're talking entrenched bureaucracies.
Yeah, look, let's say you actually put some of these people in jail, and I don't think they will. But let's say you did. Why are we not hearing Chris Wray's name out there? Why are we not hearing Burns' name? Why are we not hearing Gina Haspel? Why are we not hearing those names floated? They're part of the crew. The names you always hear are like Clapper and Brennan. They're all Obama era. And the statute of limitations for most things is already passed. And the ongoing conspiracy angle, okay, fine, maybe. But you got to prove the conspiracy. You're going to actually have to have people buy into that.
Sure, well, here's what I hear.
Here's the other thing.
They're going to get Letitia James, Fannie Willis, and then they're probably going to get Jack Smith.
Maybe they will. Maybe they will. I want to see accountability more than anybody else. Like, I don't want this to ever happen again. I also don't want power to be a political tennis ball that gets knocked back and forth from one side of the court to the other so that the next time someone comes in, they go after everybody. And the real danger lives in the middle management. When we talk about an entrenched, you know, permanent Washington, when we talk about a quote unquote deep state, when you talk about an administrative state, what these are people that progress through the system. They got hired on. They get shaped by the agency, and then they're loyal to that agency, not to any.
Yeah, I mean, because they're hired because they're conformist cowards. So how do you expect a jellyfish to grow a spine? Shifting gears, you're probably right. I don't know, but you think it's just PR, or is Vance being told this and believes indictments are imminent?
So when I listen to what Vance said, I see J.D. Vance, the vice president, who's not going out and representing the DOJ. I hear Tulsi Gabbard, who I actually think is doing a great job as far as focusing in on it. She's trying to expose the intel problem. But what I heard J.D. Vance say in that interview that you played earlier, one of the things he stated was, I want my intelligence service finding bad guys. No, not in America you don't. Because how do you know what a bad guy is except what the intel service...
Yeah, no, the FBI finds bad guys. Intelligence gives intelligence.
That's right. That's right. You need... Intel services need to get information.
So that's Palantir talking.
You need to break these things apart.
That's Palantir talking.
It can be, but look, it's a broader question. This is a post 9/11 legacy of federal law enforcement where we said, oh, we didn't have enough info sharing, so let's just merge them together and make law enforcement and intel one agency.
Total information awareness.
That's the scariest thing you can have. That's a secret police.
All right, I don't want to blow our time. You're gracious to come in. Are you going on Owen?
I can.
Owen. He came in. I don't want to just waste. I wish I'd have known. Because I'm like, where's Kyle? Where's Kyle? I'm like, for 10 minutes talking. And I forgot, oh, he's in the studio, so I blew the time. Let's get into, and again, you're not saying they're all bad. They're not saying they're all good. But these are the people that have the deep state connections. Everybody you've been exposing is getting fired.
Let's talk about this lady.
Talk about Vanessa Tibbetts. So go through your latest targeting list. Not in a mean way, but who we're focusing on.
Okay. If you were someone who got posted and moved into senior management by Jim Comey or Chris Wray, there are some remnants of Comey. And if you got promoted under Chris Wray, at this point, we have to get rid of you, period. That's what has to happen. If you want to save the body, we're going to have to lose a limb. which means some decent people might be out there. Maybe they're great American patriots. It's time for you to retire.
But it's a no-brainer. If you work for these people, and you're gone.
So, yeah, look at the page in front of you. What's the title? She works as the National Security and Cyber Special Agent in Charge in the New York field office.
And that was the group doing the spying, the censorship, all of it.
That is the most powerful FBI office. Washington Field would argue with you, but they're wrong. Then you look. This is her resume. Here's the thing, Alex. I called her out on my podcast, which is much smaller than your audience. I called her out on Friday. I sent you that.
And she deleted it.
She deleted it this weekend within less than 24 hours. People in the FBI are listening, and they're realizing, like, they better go to ground. They better try to hide. Look at what I just circled for her title. She was the executive special assistant for Chris Wray, and she ran, what, the section for strategy and operations.
That's the command center.
This is the person that was whispering in his ear. I'll show you another thing, because it's really hard to find pictures of these people. She only appeared in a couple of different little articles, one from a case she worked back in, like, 2014. But this is a picture. This is a press release that came out of Nigeria, of all places. I found the picture. I got someone to ID who she is, so I've got that. If your folks want to show the picture on the screen, this is the classic FBI female senior manager. They are married to the FBI. They don't have a family outside of the FBI. This is their entire existence. I don't want to call them like childless cat ladies, but that's what we're talking about.
This is her.
So there she is. She's sitting there. You can't find pictures of her on the internet. She's not in any press releases. They quietly move behind the scenes.
Guys, pull up the HD of that, please.
The people that are the real villains are not going to be the ones that you're hearing people clamor for indictments of. The people that actually continue to steer our FBI, our DOJ, they're the same
animals. It's the career bureaucrat super gophers.
That's it. There she is. She's right there. She's one row behind. She went on a trip to Nigeria on the private plane with the then FBI director. And we're not hearing Chris Wray's name. Why is that? Why are we not hearing Chris Wray's name? I don't hear it ever. I don't hear that guy on the list of people they want to indict. And we're talking about people that are out there that are still in the bureau that are still serving. Now, the story about Vanessa, that's interesting. When Comey was in, she got her first shot at management. She showed up at the headquarters building. I'm told she showed up with a Comey is my homie t-shirt. Like, this is the kind of people we're talking about. The cult of the director is real. The problem is, at this point, a lot of these folks... they've insinuated themselves in because they were part of the New York field office. And I've told you before about the New York mafia and the FBI. If you were part of the New York field office, Driscoll was one of those people. You get to kind of like skate by and you have what they call a rabbi. You won't believe that, but that's actually what they call them. The person that guides your career is called a rabbi inside the FBI. Mm. And so these folks will just go and, they'll be advocated for. They're, advised.
So they're being promoted. Groomed and greenlit for the top slots.
Right. And they're going to go and they're going to come up to you as the top guy and they're going to say, Alex, like, this is a really good person. Look, Vanessa, she was with us from the beginning. She's 100% on your team. And the problem with having a Bongino who doesn't know anything about the history of the FBI internally and your Cash Patel who also doesn't, none of these people know what's true and what's not true. So they can run circles around them and they're putting all their people in. Being this, the special agent.
Yeah, so Trump thinks, oh, I'm getting outsiders in here. But Patel's resume's thin and then Bongino's. The Secret Service was just totally different.
Look, I recommended really clearly right up front. I told Patel, take a temporary. I don't care who you end up having in the position long term because the people that I know wouldn't want to do it. But my friend Kurt Suzdak was the guy that I recommended. He was 24 years in the Bureau. He worked in headquarters. He worked in New York City. He knew all of these people. He knows them all by sight. He knows their reputations and all this kind of stuff. I said, give him a job for 6 months, maybe 9 months. Give him a federal judgeship afterwards because he's an attorney. And he's never going to get a job again because he's going to burn all of his friendships. Let that man come in and spill all the blood for you. Let him get rid of people, but he'll do it legally. He'll protect the agents that do work. And he's going to bring people into the fold. What they asked
Trump needed a patriot hatchet man.
Yeah, you need one guy to come in to take all of the credit for the bad stuff and then let him leave. He can't stick around because he's going to be hated. The crazy thing is this. I'm told that Steve Jensen, who was fired last week, he was asked something that he should have said yes to and he didn't. And there's a couple of different probabilities of what it was. One of them was he was supposed to out the Neal Team Sixers. Do you remember them?
Yeah.
They were the FBI agents that on June 4th took a knee for BLM in 2020. They were doing something, which why this federal takeover of Washington, D.C. really makes me uncomfortable. You don't want FBI agents marching around on your streets at night. You don't. I've had multiple journalists hit me up. What do you think? I think you're going to end up with a situation where FBI agents are not trained to be patrol officers. So you're going to get into a real problem. Most FBI agents can't use their phone or their tablets and look up like license plate numbers or normal things that cops can do because they're not trained for it. They don't have the resources handed to them and it's not what their job is. So you're going to put them out there and you're going to get a bunch of people like Sarah Linden, who took a knee for BLM. She's the big heavyset gal that everyone's seen, right? She's promoted like four times since then. She's promoted from a supervisor to an assistant special agent in charge. She was the acting special agent in charge in Washington Field. She's now the person that's in charge of Russian counterintelligence for the entire U.S. government.
You got a bunch of leftist FBI agents. They may set Trump up in D.C.
Well, that's what they did. They've already done this. They've set this in motion such that all.
Oh, so they're putting leftist operatives in there that will probably stage some George Floyd thing and blame Trump.
Look, when Vanessa was promoted, she was promoted just before Kash Patel was confirmed. She got moved into a spot. They moved all these people. They scurried them out. Right as the lights went on, all the cockroaches hit all the dark corners. So everybody that was part of that previous administration, and this is a sad thing to say, but like I said, amputation is done. It's a pretty extreme thing. You cut off the limb to save the body. You're going to have to cut off massive pieces of the...
Okay, so, I mean, you know about D.C. It's pretty bad crime, pretty crazy. What is Trump supposed to do when the Democrats won't enforce anything? I mean, who would he put on the streets then?
At the end of the day, D.C. is no worse today than it was the day before, or was 5 years ago, or was in his first administration. When I used to go into work in Washington, D.C., which I did for 5 years, there were homeless people sleeping next to the DOJ's building. There were homeless people sleeping against the wall of the FBI's building and the federal court structure. I arrested a guy who worked for the city of Washington, D.C., who was a convicted murderer, Alex. And he was arrested for murdering somebody else because he was selling fentanyl that ended up killing someone. And his supplier was...
So you're making Trump's argument. Well, what do we do?
But I'm just saying, like,
Trump do then?
I think that you don't worry about something so small as Washington, D.C. I think you have to worry about the infrastructure that's behind it. You've got to actually fix some of these...
Okay, then what do you make of Trump saying he gets ready to have the military attack the cartels?
I'm fine with that. Yeah, do that. Definitely go after people overseas if you want to.
Well, they're militarily attacking us with the drugs.
Correct. The problem is people are getting this false sense of what's going on because we're seeing this PR campaign without the actual backing. What you see is the other day, Kash Patel said 200 days and we've caught over 1,000 terrorists. Well, they redefined the term terrorist to be the drug dealers that are working for these gangs. So we're kind of playing with
Gazan Bondi's like, these Venezuelan drug gangs are terrorists.
And 2,700 is the safest we've ever been. It's like, well, you can't make that argument and then also tell me D.C. is the worst case it's been. I actually think you clean it up by dealing with them overseas. Send the military to do what it does. If you want to go out there and do a military strike.
Well, listen, if they actually started really going after the fentanyl dealers and really charging them and throwing them, I mean, they'd stop real quick.
The other problem, though, and we got to be really honest about it, is that we have a supply-side problem. Americans still want this thing.
Oh, we're drug addicts, yeah.
So you have a society of people that are looking for a solution to their sadness or their problems, and they go looking for it. You know, they're just meeting the demand.
Big picture, then. The left's freaking out saying it's a purge of the FBI.
That's my word. Purge.
Yeah.
I said that to Jim Jordan in November of 2021. They were purging the FBI. They already did this. The purge of the FBI happened. Past tense. What they did is they found people that were unvaccinated Christians that were willing to say...
Sure,
no,
so the purge already happened.
That's right.
This is the reverse purge. So,
mm-hmm. This is just a few people. This is a scalpel. It needs a machete.
So who's this guy?
That's Steven Jensen. I'll tell you a little bit about Steve Jensen because he's fun. He is a scalp that I will claim, 100%. I recommended him directly to Kash Patel. I called him a Nazi. I said he was a good American doing exactly what you'd expect. That guy is the one who enforced all of the COVID tyranny... they ended up denying my religious accommodation request. And then not a month later, the Fifth Circuit Court in the United States, like appeals, they put an injunction on the entire country and said, you can't enforce that. Like, that's obviously illegal. That's a guy who never asked questions. And he actually said something pretty funny on LinkedIn because I follow all these guys. He went out there and said, you know, I had all this wonderful service and I'm so proud to have been in the FBI. Sometimes God is like an all-knowing gardener who prunes back what we need to do. We don't need a pruning shear right now. We need a cleaver. We need a machete. Start cutting off whole limbs.
Okay, so who's the woman, Vanessa Tibbetts, that worked for Ray? She needs to go.
She needs to go. She's already gone. Yep. But that guy is like...
Who's already gone?
This guy.
No, he's gone. Yeah.
This is last week. This is one of the last week's scalps. The craziest thing about that is Kash Patel knew about it. If you go back a little ways on your page, like if you go underneath there, I gave you a printout of a text message that I have. If you scroll through, you'll find not only did he personally deny and end up removing me from the FBI, which, you know, I take a little bit personally, but I actually told Kash Patel, hey, man, this guy's got to go. And there it is right there.
Right,
black and white. There it is. And it's really straightforward. I said, this is a problem.
And again, at first, Kash is asking you when he's about to go in as your roadmap. You're like his guide. Then suddenly he stops talking to you and goes and talks trash to Senator Grassley.
That's right. Well, one of the crazy things that you and I have talked about is like, what do they have on him? This is one of the things that they actually have on Kash. He went in and made advice, which I think is totally reasonable if you're going to be the incoming FBI director to be part of the transition. And he said, some of these people need to go. I want this guy out. You know, fill in the blank. If you're the new director and you're going to be confirmed or you think you might be, wouldn't you make those? You're already part of Trump's team. So he, for some reason, said that he would not do that, did not do that, and he did it under oath to Cory Booker and a few others, which I think was ill-advised. I don't know why he chose to do that. And so now the people that were in those meetings that included Kash Patel, senior FBI folks that were being told what to do when he was part of the meeting, they went to senators and said, look, we know you lied to us now. And we have the people that were in the office, and we have the text messages that you sent or the emails and so on. So he lied under oath to become FBI director. So they've got that, you know, kind of.
Which he doesn't come off as dumb, but hey, I wouldn't lie to Congress or anybody else anyways, because I have nothing to really hide. Plus, they're going to get me on perjury.
That's right.
Why would you tell lies like, I don't know Stu Peters?
I don't know.
I mean, it's just that they're dumb lies.
It's the word, like, this is some of the stuff that you just see them shoot themselves in the foot when all the possibilities were good. You know,
even when I was before Congress on the fake J6 thing, I had nothing to hide. I was there trying to stop people going in, but I took the fifth 98 times and I told them, I said, it's not because I'm incriminating myself. You will lie and say I perjured myself. I said, Schiff, you've already been caught falsifying emails and stuff. I said, I believe you all should go to jail for this. This isn't a real committee. And then halfway through, they said, you won't talk. I repeated the same statement and then said 98 times, I take the fifth.
That's all you can do. It's like, look, if you're going to do it in bad faith, you don't say, I don't remember that person, or I don't know, or you took it out of context. You know, you can either answer.
I said, you are criminals in my view,
yeah,
and I'm not going to let you set me up for perjury, so I'm not answering your questions.
You'd think that the guy who's going to run the FBI would know as well as you do how to answer those questions. It's not actually that hard. You just tell the truth, or you just say, I refuse to answer that question.
Well, on the Stu Peters, yes, I was on a show. So you were on a guy that loves Hitler, and then say, if you check the record, he did not love Hitler when I was a guest on a show.
The end. Yeah. Now what?
Yeah.
That's it. That's all you have to say. You can't say, I actually have text messages that I was sharing, asking people who needs to go with the FBI, and then turn around and say,
it shows recklessness or extremely low IQ. And I don't think Cash is stupid.
I don't think he is either.
So it shows, I'm not a criminologist, but that's criminal thinking when you just lie, even though you know you're going to get caught. It just makes no sense to me.
It's one of the most difficult things because I went out and lobbied for the guy. Like, I went out there and tried to get police associations to back him. I thought he was going to do the right thing. He was saying all the right things to me. That bothers me. Like I said,
and then he lies to Congress.
If you're going to lie to me,
they obviously knew he was lying, so they let that happen, so they got him by the balls.
The other thing is, yeah, I agreed. Exactly that. Like, they have a few little small things and maybe some other things that I don't know about. I'm sure that's possible too. The other piece of it that's really kind of.
By the way, the idiot Q people then try to say you're an enemy, a traitor. They have images of, you know, Bongino flipping you off, you know, fake ones. And then on their own timelines, I showed this the other day, they're like, oh, great, we're getting the bad guys the FBI fired that raided Mar-a-Lago. You're the one that got that done, and then you're the bad guy.
That's right. Well, the other claim is that, like, I'm somehow working on behalf of Cash and Dan because I'm showing that they're not doing the great job. And I don't understand how people's mind work. The biggest
thing. By the way, I'm trying, like you are, to reform this. I need justice. They're coming after me. I've got skin in the game. So do you. They both tried to indict us. I mean, we don't want them to fail. We just watched this disaster. And so don't get mad at us that we're informed and trying to stop this, folks.
So, Alex,
or we're troublemakers.
It actually goes to the biggest sin that you can do. And you've been guilty of the sin for a really long time, I imagine, is that if you know the right answer too soon, and if you see what's coming too soon, then you're the problem because it isn't the official narrative yet. And God forbid you out there pushing out things that happen to be true. There's a few people inside the FBI that need to go. A lot of them. They were all promoted by the people that were previously in charge. That's true.
Limited time here. By the way, can Owen get him on? I'm sure you love Kyle. I don't know. There's a lot to break. Do what? 4 o'clock. So take an hour break. Come on, him. In closing, though, generally, I mean, Trump's doing a lot of good, though. And I just general,
Trump's strength is always it's foreign policy. It's financial. My 401k is up. So I feel good about that. Like, I don't think I'm not living in this world where everything is terrible. What I'm living
it's good to point out the bad to stop it.
What I do is I say, okay, cool. Like, my finances are looking okay. Like, I lost a couple sponsors because of the tariffs, but I'm willing to eat. I'm willing to lose something and tighten my belt to get the thing right. We have to fix some of the problems financially. No question about it. But let's be real. The thing that will kill you or kill me, very specifically, are guys with guns that will kick down your door.
No, the main thing is get rid of the deep state. So let's go. You send a lot more stuff. Mark S. Zaid, who's this?
Here's how you know you're dealing with bad guys. This is the story from last week. This is also like continuing on. Steve Jensen, who's the guy that we mentioned, he was the one who was in charge of the Washington field office. The other guy is this guy, Spencer Evans. He's a little bit smaller figure, but he ran the COVID tyranny. He's a guy that said yes when he should have said, I don't think so. Or how about you guys come do this because it doesn't sit well with me. He immediately got an attorney. You know who Mark Zaid is?
Yeah.
Mark Zaid is a lawfare lawyer that has gone after the Trump administration religiously. He's also represented the FBI Agents Association. So for anybody that tells me, well, now our guys are in charge. Look, you've got the position one and position two. Or as my buddy said, you put in a quarterback and thought you're going to win the Super Bowl when the entire team wants to see the quarterback get sacked and have his head taken off. The FBI Agents Association hired Mark Zaid and Norm Eisen and some like lawfare attorneys that are 100% dyed-in-the-wool Democrats.
Chris Matty, the one quarterback of the suits against me, is representing all these guys.
Yeah, that's what's going on. So you can look. It's not like we're dealing
with... Oh, it's an all-star bad guy team.
And it's, and this is the worst case scenario. Like if you're going to politicize the FBI, which already got done under Biden, the answer is not repoliticize it and try to get our,
well, how does
in.
Cash Patel and Bongino get a crash course in brain surgery and how to navigate this? That would be talking to you or other people, but they won't do it.
Correct.
They did before. Correct. And now they're getting eaten alive by people they thought were going to be nice to them.
Yeah, listen, we told them you can't, I told them your security detail, you can't trust them. Assume everybody that's put around you is put there on purpose. And what do we find out? The freaking case agent from Mar-a-Lago is flying the plane. So the people are not there by accident. They didn't end up in positions around the FBI.
Yeah, they should pick people they trust.
I actually warned him that there's a tactic. They call it bubble wrapping. There's other names in other agencies, but the bubble wrap is where you go and you insulate the director.
Containment.
They're doing the same damn thing to Dan Bongino. And he's a, and you know, look.
Well, here's the thing in closing. Trump's getting more and more pissed though and demanding indictments and then like, oh, don't think about indictments. He's going to start firing people in the next 5-6 months if they don't indict.
You need people that are going to be able to go do those investigations that you can actually trust. And the problem is, and you know, it doesn't matter whether.
No, I've talked to the head people. They say our problem is trying to vet people.
How do you vet people when most of the agencies are 20 or 80 or 30%? You don't know what the number looks like. It depends on agency to agency. But if they're going to go against the will and they're going to go out there, maybe they'll just do everything they're told, like they did on January 6th. Or maybe they'll quietly subvert you and they'll say no to you when they really could do something. We're told that that the reason that Jensen's not there anymore is because he said no to an investigative team to go do exactly what you said, that he wasn't going to help put the right people in. So I know a couple guys that would do it. You could hire Steve Friend. He's got hundreds of criminal arrests as an FBI agent. He was a former cop. You could hire Garrett O'Boyle, who you've mentioned here many times. And those guys, they don't want to go work for the FBI more than anything else, but they might go work for like for Ned Brown. I mean, what's his name? Yeah. They might go work for Brown. They might go do that job and do
Ed
the
Martin.
Investigation. Ed Martin. Thank you. Brown. They would do it by the book. Like these are guys who care about what's true and they're willing to actually hurt themselves to go do it. Isn't that what you kind of think you're going to get out of an FBI agent?
You want infantry
not a
soldiers.
Yes person that's going to...
You want infantry soldiers like a Boyle.
You want men that know what's right and wrong and are willing to basically throw it on the line if you tell them to do something that's wrong. I thought that's what they actually trained us to do at the FBI Academy. I actually thought that. I believe that. Silly me. And when I went out and said, look, you can't make me do this thing. So look, it's non-negotiable. I'm not going to go get a shot. Whatever you do next is right. What they did, Alex, is they violated federal employment law, which we have our mediation coming up.
What do you think of Trump killing the database?
What's that?
Trump killed the vaccine database in the federal government.
That just happened. Yeah, but that was as a result of a lawsuit that just happened as well. And I was part of that lawsuit, too. So, yeah, these are the right actions.
And that's good things you're doing.
I'd like them to be done more voluntarily and quickly.
Oh, no, and promise you'll hit this. Exclusive. Feds deploy special operations and counterterrorism teams to Texas prison camp due to death threats against Ghislaine Maxwell. Counterterrorism special ops forces. Judge rejects Ghislaine Maxwell's grand jury transcripts. Prince Andrew too terrified for U.S. to return. As book claims, Queen knew what was going on. Real quick snapshot. What's coming up on Ellen with the latest on Epstein?
Look, we're 23 weeks away from Bindergate, the 1.0, the phase one release of that information, and then they walked away from it. So I can't help but see every single time we announce we're going to do a federal takeover of Washington, D.C., we hear about, there's all these wins, we have Operation Grayskull, we have the summer heat, like all these great wins. Every single time, what I say is nobody else made Epstein part of the campaign and nobody else had the attorney general randomly do a photo op in front of the White House with it. If you're running away from it without addressing it, whatever that thing is, you can't tell us you're going to give us a grand jury and Ghislaine Maxwell is going to give us Ghislaine Maxwell is going to give us all the info and then just act like it's going to go away. They've been trying. There's a lot of people. If you watch the online chatter, people are not happy with that. They want to hear what it is. Like, even if it just means.
Yeah, it's not going away. And it's just insane. You predicted the PR people would set Trump up. And I think you were right. You'll be on Owen in 1 hour. Owen starts now. God bless you all. Share the live feed right now at Real Alex Jones. Owen Schroyer coming up. Stay with us.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. It all used to like brain force. Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of brain force and brain force plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue, my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS has been by far and away our best-selling product on the AlexJonesStore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish CMOS is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine. It's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out Ultimate CMOS capsules right now at the AlexJonesStore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored, just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate CMOS capsules in order to fight off all of the toxins that you're met with, so is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So go to the AlexJonesStore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate CMOS capsules every month.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.